number 55, Matt Jones. Starting us down, number 63, Cole Whipple. At the other guard position, number 55, Eric Adams. At tackle, number 78, Jared Bond. The other tackle, number 71, John Hollingsworth. At tight end, number 81, Brady Long. At split end, number 5, Cade Milliken. At fullback, number 32, Petey Club. At running back, number 21, Chase Kirkland. At tackle, number 27, Christian Whitlock. And at quarterback for the Panthers, number 16, Kirby Alford. Speaking is coached by head coach Joe Donovan and assisted by Justin Lamb, Mitch Bull, Paul Meltup, Tyler Hawks, Josh Slotin, Sean Epiteri, and Brian Baker. Now the starting lineup for your hometown team, the managing the plays. Starting at tackle, number 77, Mike Dugan. The other tackle, number 63, Joe Beck. At center, number 55, Raven Batriel. At guard, number 54, Luke Goodman. The other guard is occupied by number 71, Matt Dugan. At wide receiver, number 15, Brian Richson. At wide receiver, number 3, Mitch Gibson. At wide receiver, number 40, Jake Hefley. At running back, At running back, number 10, Jason Meshner.
I couldn't sleep last night.
At a quarterback, leading play,
Shelby Hill. This is the Monotone Blaze. As you can hear, it's a little windy up here. I'm being joined tonight by Zach James. Did I get your last name right?
Yes.
Zach and I just met about 15 minutes ago. I'm going to have a conflict next week. I'm not going to be able to broadcast the Southeast Warren game. I emailed the producer. He said, hey, I got the guy for you. He's a local guy. He's a Montezuma 2009 graduate. Is that correct? And he's got a lot of local knowledge here. He's going to be joining us, and he's going to actually be taking over for me next week. So even though he's a Montezuma guy, he's promised to be all vegan tonight. He's even got a red shirt on tonight, so that's a vegan color. So he can stay up here, and he's going to be fantastic. You're a broadcasting graduate, is that correct, from Simpson? So he's got some experience. I'll tell you, Zach, I'm really impressed by Montezuma. This is the first time I've been here since, I was a player 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We came here for a playoff game. But I've been impressed. The band tonight has been fantastic. The color guard just came out, did a great job. It's almost like a theatrical production here. It's been great.
You know, and this is me being biased, obviously, but no one does the pregame ceremony, crowd stuff better than Montezuma. It's been a tradition for as long as I've been here, for as long as I can remember, and just another pretty good turnout tonight by the Montezuma crowd. And another good turnout tonight by the Pekin crowd either, across the way from us here. So a good turnout by the black and red state for here. And Pekin is trying to give Montezuma the first loss tonight, Kent.
Yeah, you know, Montezuma undefeated, and you're right, the Panthers, they always travel well. They're a great group. They're a supportive crowd. I think we'll see even more trickle in. It's a little trip over here. It's probably 45 minutes to an hour. A lot of people make the trip, the farmers in the field tonight, you know, thoughts and prayers with them for safety.
Absolutely.
So a lot of Pekin being a farming community in Montezuma, I'm sure, probably as well. We're standing here, Zach and I were talking earlier, we're standing close to some grain bins. I was telling them about my junior high football game last night, how the corn dryer was going right next to the field. But I'll tell you, love Farmers. Glad to be out here. And you're right. Beacon looking to hand Montezuma their first loss. And more than just that, Zach, it's about playoff terms as well. Now, both teams probably locked into the playoffs. Probably locked in for sure. They're going to be at least in the top three in the district with their wins over Linville Sully. Now, both teams have yet to face BGM, am I correct?
Yeah, Monty has BGM next week, and that's been the talk of the town throughout a lot of the late summer and early fall here. But before we get to that game tonight, we've got this one against the Beacon Panthers, and head coach Joe Donovan's first time back in Montezuma since the 2006 season, where he was a head coach here at Montezuma for a few years, and actually got the class 1A at the time, runner-up, lost to, Council Bluffs St. Albert was in the state championship game. They finished second in class 1A in 2006, so I'm sure Coach Donovan, a lot of those memories were flashback to him as they pulled into the drive here in Montezuma, but that doesn't matter tonight. That was a long time ago, and two good young squads teeing it up here in Class A District 6 play here.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Zach. Coach Donovan's relayed to me several times. He remembers quite well a young Blakely boy, a couple of them. We had some Blakely running backs for a while that took over. He remembers some of the teams from Meyer as well.
Okay.
And he shared several memories with me. And now he's going to have some memories to share against Montezuma. Kind of a neat thing. As we discuss here, we are standing on top of the press box, a beautiful view out over Windy, and we are standing literally on top of the loudspeaker, and your uncle's the guy on the play-by-play. Pretty cool. So we got some connection there. As the Panthers set to receive the football, we've got Christian Whitrock back deep, as well as Chase Copeland. Nice kick by Montezuma. Fielded down there by Copeland. Copeland drops the football, but picks it back up. Trying to gain some ground. Oh, a nice tackle from Montezuma. Going to put Beacon down to about the 12-yard line. So they're going to have to dig themselves out as they start near the 12-yard line. They're going to have quite a bit of field to make up with this win here tonight.
King Walker with the tackle there to lead things up for the Breeze, and the Panthers will start things off on the other 15-yard line, going from left to right on your smartphone or computer, if you will.
Yeah, they gave him a pretty good spot there, bringing it up, and that's good for the Panthers as Colby also starts out in shotgun. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. They shift formation now before the snap. Now, Zach, they've been doing this all year. They start in one formation, and then they kind of shift in. Club also chasing out the side. He's got some room to run up to about the 32, 33-yard line. Great run by Colby also, but the Panthers come out fired up tonight.
This is my second time seeing Beacon, and the first time I saw him was against Rumble Sully, and I was impressed by how well also saw the beat.
Yeah, he saw that. That great vision by Colby also, the senior, fakes it in there to PD Club, who's been dangerous himself, pulls it, takes in the option, and takes it 20 yards downfield. So a great run by Colby also to get things off the right tackle there. Right up the middle. Give this time, it looks like, to Club. That time they did come up and get about five or six there. So two great runs by the Panthers as Montezuma, of course, probably going to have to make some adjustments to slow things down.
Yep, setting up with four up front, 4-4 defense here.
Also comes up under center this time. He's got Club and Copeland in the backfield. This time he gets the Club on the left side. Almost enough for a first down funny, and I believe he does get a sack.
He does too.
So three plays, two first downs, a lot of good momentum coming out here against this tough Montezuma team. I'll tell you, this is the first team I think we can see that matches their size up front. I'm looking now at a big D tackle there. He's got to be, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
I think he's 6'6".
Okay, 6'6", I think he's probably checking in over 250, 260 pounds. So Panthers a lot to push around so far getting it done. And a pass out to number 5, Kate Milliken. Drop. So Panthers in here, no huddle. You'll notice they're going pretty fast. The tempo will change the tempo from time to time, Zach. They'll get things kind of slowed down here at some point. But so far, all no huddle. I'm sure to try and keep Montezuma on their heels. A great pass there. Kate just couldn't quite hang on.
You talk about Montezuma's defense being tough. Montezuma's defense is the second toughest in Class A, BGM being number one.
Right, and we talked a bit earlier about those BGM games. Hard run inside to the Copeland. Not much there. There is a flag out. I would guess it's going to come from the Panthers, and it is. I didn't see. Was that a false start or a hold? I couldn't see.
Holding.
Okay.
It was a hold.
The referee flashing up pretty quick there, and he moved on. He's he's trying to get in the tempo of the Panthers, too. Everything moving pretty fast here.
The morning crew here tonight.
Okay.
Should we get Iowa City crews or crew from downtown? But tonight it is from the capital city, Des Moines.
There you go. That tells you the caliber of this game. That's from all the way from the capital. Even with the government shut down, you can still get things out of the capital. That's a federal level. All right. We'll let them pass on that one. So Panthers going to march back here, making it about second and, oh, I would say about 18 in here. Panthers also give draw up here to Clark. Clark gets about six, which would normally be a great run, but it's going to leave them a little bit short, about third and 14 now. Ball just shy of the 40-yard line. So Panthers, after those quick blasts, got to be set by that penalty. Going to have to come up with something here. What do you think we'll see a pass here? There's a lot of wind coming across here. It's not really favoring either side. It's really straight across the field from where we're standing. So a pass is doable. We saw one to Milliken earlier. Also comes out in shotgun. He's got twins on each side. Now Copeland comes into motion. It was a great read by Montezuma. Also keeps it and goes down just inside the line of scrimmage. So that's going to bring up fourth and about 15 for the Panthers. So Montezuma defense finally starting to figure out where the Panthers are going. Slow that one down, and that's going to bring out Petey Club to punt it.
I don't want to say that's a statement stand by Montezuma defense, but it's something they very much needed because Petey's offense is very explosive.
They are. You're exactly right. They're known to just break them. And so Montezuma, good job adjusting there. A great punt by Petey Club gets down to about the 20-yard line. So he goes from about the 40 to the 20. Nice little punt there by Petey Club. As we see for the first time tonight with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Montezuma offense come out and the Pekin defense 0-0 the score so far.
And the last time out, Montezuma defeated South for one last week by the final. They hit 75 points on the
ball. I was watching the scores because I was checking it out, and yeah, quite a statement there, putting up 75. Panthers put up quite a few of their own, getting up over 50, pitching their first shutout as well. So two really evenly matched teams. So it's going to be a barn burner tonight. They draw up the middle, getting about three for Montezuma. Bringing up about second and seven for the Braves. Panthers come back out in a 3-5. Looks like down low they've got Brody Long, J.D. Hollingsworth playing nose guard, and Trenton Conger playing that other end. So those big three guys, like I said, work cut out for them. Great option play by Montezuma getting out to the sideline, going to their own bench, quarterback keeper, and it gets about 10 and gets the first down, bringing them up to about the 38-yard line. So
Dylan Wilhelm, the quarterback, was to run there.
So Wilhelm gets them enough for the first down. It's going to be a first and 10 for the Braves. Braves also going no huddle here, so matching tempos as well. So kind of a, like I said, as far as on paper, these two teams, dead on, and similarly so, of course, if Coach Johnman comes out of this style, probably a lot of similar reads here.
Mm-hmm.
Braves hand, pick the handoff, and then give a draw, good yardage here. It looked like they had gone right, and they come up the middle, but number 10, making good yardage, but about only six. Good first down run, though, bringing up second and four. Ball on somewhere around the 45-yard line. So the Braves yet to cross over that 50-yard mark, but starting to knock on the door to get close. Panthers so far keeping them out of that, but in good first down range for the Braves. Panther defense is going to have to tighten up here and adjust as well. Montezuma in shotgun formation. Toss out to the side. Very simple toss, but effective, gets about 2 yards coming up the right side. That's going to get him about third and I would say one here. And that's going to be a very critical. We talked about Montezuma needing to make a stand last play. This time, peaking very much this play. It's going to set the tone for this first quarter. Third and one, we'll see what the Panthers do, because if they can stop him here, it may be enough to force him to punt. Although Montezuma, with the field position they have, being close to the 50-yard line, could decide to go for it on fourth down. So we'll really see where they end up after this play. Very, very critical play already in the first quarter. Montezuma under center, gives it to simple draw, to the fullback. They should get the first down and about three more. They should cross over that 50-yard line over to the 49. So the Panthers inside, they're going to have to really toughen up. And to the offensive line's credit, good push to get the Panthers pushed back. The defensive line is really going to have to stiffen up here and start to force something to happen here, Zach.
Absolutely. Against this Montezuma rushing attack, which is one of the strongest in Class A, even without the returning rusher who was injured with a knee injury.
Yeah, we have a couple guys over here on crutches, too, so that's making a difference. But now a reverse, like a little counter here that brings them out 8 yards. But another first down. So Montezuma so far unable to be stopped with their rushing attack. Panthers, of course, not giving up any big yardage, but those little chunks at a time add up to quite a bit downfield. So Panthers with 6:40 to go, still 0-0, needing kind of their first big stop to get this defense fired up and a little fire lit.
Four different Greens carrying the ball that far. It's the first I've seen it happen in a drive so far this season.
And I'll tell you, I'll say, oh, here we go. Here's that big stop I was telling you about, Zach. Number 78, Jared Long, gets into the game here and gets his first big stop behind the line of scrimmage, losing about a yard there, forcing third and three. But I'll tell you, Zach, I think the reason you're seeing the Braves mix it up, they're going to have to. I think that both teams have probably been playing and scouting this one for 2 or 3 weeks now. I would guess, you know, with a team like Southeast Warren and not taking away from their program, but you look ahead to Pekin when you see them on your schedule, you do start changing things up because both teams watching a lot of film coming down to this game. Both know what it means.
That's going to be close.
As we were talking here, they went left over left tackle just near the first down line. They haven't called for a measurement. I believe they are. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Zach. It's really close. He does look a little bit short. They're going to bring out the chains to find out for sure. And once again, another critical moment here because that was third down. And if he is short, that's going to bring up a decision for Montezuma. I'll tell you, with the way they carried the ball on their last third down, you got to think they're going to go for it on fourth down because it is short. And it is. It's about 6 inches short. I think your eyes are on. They're on about the 41-yard line. This is fourth down. So another big play. We've seen two of them already in this drive. So far, it's been mostly Montezuma, but if the Panthers can get a stop here, it's really going to change some momentum for them. I think so because their offense is firing. They just kind of got that mishap with a mental mistake on the penalty, and that really set them back. But you take that away, Zach, really the Panthers moving the ball as well as Montezuma.
5:43 left to go here in the first. It'll be a quarterback sneak,
and it does look like he's got enough, and then a couple more. A lot of pushing down there. Oh, the ball, though, they're fighting for the ball. I think he was down, but of course the Panthers want Eric Adam in there trying to strip that away. They do get a first down, so a lot of momentum. You can hear the crowd, and the Montezuma players know it, too. They're trying to pump them up here. The crowd's starting to get into it and getting a little momentum. And he can take a timeout. That is a good choice, I think, by Coach Donovan. He knows, don't let the crowd get in here. Let's settle down. Let's play defense because they forced them into four-down territory. So let's get back here. Great job by Coach Donovan taking the timeout, slowing things down, reassuring your guys, hey, fellas, we're all right here. There's no score on the board for either team. 0-0. A lot of game left to play. But so far, a really, really impressive Montezuma offense that we knew would be coming.
And one thing that Montezuma's offense hasn't quite shown tonight yet is their passing game. Wilhelm does have about 700 or 800 passing yards on the season, and because of the early in the season, they like to carry out here. Maybe they could expose something of that during this first try, but judging from what I've seen so far from Montezuma, Pekin's defense hasn't really been able to stop that run quite yet, and I wouldn't stop that if I was Coach Heathstrip.
Yeah, and you're right. We haven't seen really much passing from either team, not even a glimpse from Montezuma. So with the wind may be a factor, as well as, I think you're right, a little bit of the run here. So that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers here on defense. Ball at 36-yard line. Straight up the middle play. From Montezuma on the ground. Both teams going for it. Pete Schwab signaling that they have the ball, but of course he's a Panther, so he's going to say they have the ball. That's what we do. Referee's pulling off the pile here. Pekin ball coming. Big momentum shift for Pekin here. That's that play we were looking for to get the ball kind of literally rolling for the Panthers. Bring out the Panther offense. First and 10 from still about that 36-yard line.
their own 36-yard.
Yeah, their own 36. Yep. So they're going to have to go, you know, a few yards downfield. But as you mentioned before, a very explosive Panther offense. If they can get a steam here and a little bit of momentum, they can go. Montezuma forced the punt before. We'll see how the Panthers react as they come out here with the ball. Colby Alsop under center. He's got one receiver split left. Copeland.
Off on the ground for the Panthers now. And now to see Montezuma has it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
So now, as quickly as it came, it's gone again. But the Panther defense popped back out. And I'll tell you, that's frustrating for a team. You work hard to get the ball back, and then it goes the other way. So the first play, it looked like he tried to hand it to Copeland. And I don't know if he was trying to pull it and go, but either way, the exchange, the ball fell on the ground. And I don't know really a fault to either player. It just came out, and then there it goes. Yeah, Montezuma, very fortunate, took a Montezuma bounce, jumped on it, and now it's Montezuma, first and 10 on the 38-yard line with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Just a little bit of miscommunication there.
Right, right, and it's a big game. You know, it's going to happen. You just settle down, as we said. Montezuma picks the toss. Quarterback keeper, we see the first pass. Montezuma completed out there down to about the 22-yard line, so they are on their 22. That's going to put them just outside the red zone. With a fresh set of downs, first and 10 from about the 21-yard line. So a great pass. We just talked earlier about how they hadn't shown pass yet. So a great fake play action. They fake the toss, which they had run before unsuccessfully. Really, I mean, shut down, and then rolls out to his right, finds his receiver on the corner, and just picks up enough for the first down to move the chains down and get him close to scoring position. So Panthers looking to shut him out here. Another pass, they go right back to pass. Great connection here. It's down to about the 5-yard line before he's pushed out by Jake Milliken on the side. So receiver just took a little out route, hit the seam. Quarterback got a pump fake right, flipped left, and connected. Jake Milliken able to force him out and save the touchdown. But Panthers now first and 10, or first and goal on the 5-yard line. So really backed up defensively here. With 4 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. In a game like this, you know, turnovers do make a difference in a close match like this.
You don't want to give up points off turnovers, obviously, especially in a game like this.
Yep, so here we go, Panthers. Going to tighten up. Middle, read, and it looks like it might be enough for a touchdown. No signal yet. They just went straight up over center. I think it is short. Montezuma here out hoping for a touchdown. The Panthers saves a touchdown for now. So a great stop here for the Panthers. Just to see who is in on that, I would guess it's going to be Cole Richard. Montezuma now with a flag, I believe. It came from the back judge just before the snap. We're going no huddle again, so it's going very, very fast. The back judge pulls the flag, and I'm going to guess it's going to be offside. False start by Montezuma. That's going to back him up 5 yards. So that's going to make it about second and six. That helps the Panthers tremendously. It gives you a little bit of breathing room so you're not backed up right on that goal line. So that's going to change some of the strategy for Montezuma. And the Panthers defense catches a little bit of a break here. So second and six on goal.
Just before Mason hit off the QB here in the fourth side of the corner.
Looking for it, not quite enough. Taking down that Christian Whitlock on the side. Christian, a great shot from that corner spot. Flying in and saving a touchdown. Big stop for Whitlock, but it's going to be about on the 2-yard line. So third and two, a big third down here for Montezuma, but a bigger third down for Speaking Banners.
They need to stop here.
They do, they really do. They need that momentum shift here. So far, they need to get enough pressure to stop them at the line of scrimmage. They can't give up one or two here because that's going to be an end zone difference. Panthers coming back up. They brought four or five up with the line of scrimmage now, so they've kind of gone into a goal line defense. Hands off up the middle. Panthers, great stop. Brody Long comes in. He's short, and he is going to be short. It's going to bring up four and about two. So the clock continuing to run here in the first quarter. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go, 0-0.
And they're going to come for it once again.
And it looks like the spot is going to leave them with about two to go. Montezuma waiting for the call. Still no huddle, but all of them waiting. Big decision. Coach has got a lot to think about. This is a game factor decision here. Even though it's only first quarter, once again, we're talking about momentum shifts. So fourth and two. Panther defense in that goal line defense.
offense, looking to try and shut him down again. Trying to give options, shut down, I believe so. Panthers with the goal line stand backed up, first and goal on a 5-yard line, have forced him in four, and now the offense going to come out here on the 5-yard line. The Panther defense holding strong, forcing the turnover on down on their own 2-yard line, backed up to the goal line, and Panthers will take over first and 10 on the 2. We're under 3 minutes to go. I'll tell you, Zach, we knew this was going to be a big game, but wow, is it ever delivering so far?
This is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if I should have drank those 2 Red Bulls before because I was going enough already, but Kobe also under center here now. He's got to be careful with the football here. We're in the end zone, coming off from the end zone as we go. Panthers, good run by Petey Krupp, getting him out, giving him a little bit of breathing room. He got about 6 or 7 there. We're going to spot him a forward progress, I believe, back a ways from that. So that's going to be about 2nd and 5, I would say, 2nd and 6 maybe, somewhere around the 6 or 7 yard line. So Panthers, no huddle again. Colby Alsop still under center. Give to Club again up the left side. Not much there. Stops pretty quickly at the line of scrimmage. Montezuma doing a good job, of course, winning that football back after that tremendous goal line stand by the Panthers.
Third and about 7. Stopped in there by number 77, Mr. Dugan.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A lot of time left in this ball game, but once again, another critical third down for the Panthers. They're on about the 7-yard line. They need 5 or 6 to get to the first down marker. Oh, Kobe also on the ground. And picked up, and he's running with it. But gets taken down right at the line of scrimmage. So also tried to fake again, went to pull it, and picked up by number 31, Tanner Adam. Good heads-up play to get it. But that's going to bring up 4th and about 4, even with a forward progress.
I don't think there's much to stitch here.
No, you're right. It's not one that Coach Donovan has to think about. But you do have an extra protect here as Petey Club is standing in the end zone. He's on the A, the letter A for the word Braves. Definitely want to keep him out as they punt it away here. He's got a pretty good leg. High sack over the end zone. Oh, goodness. That's going to be a safety for the Panthers. After that tremendous goal line stand, they snap it up over Petey's head, and it flies out of the end zone. Oh, my. That's going to bring up our first points on the board, 2-0. Montezuma, I hope I didn't jinx him by saying that they needed to be careful here because the snap here just high, and I'm sure, nerves playing a factor here. Normally the snaps are dead on every time. They do a great job, and I believe Cole Rickard, the snap man in there, just high, and over Petey's reach, and there was nothing he could do but watch it sail out of the back of the end zone. And now that's going to bring up the peak and kickoff team. So in a safety, for those of you listening at home, it means that they get not only 2 points, but then Pekin will have to kick off to Montezuma and put that dangerous Montezuma offense back out on the field with a little bit of that momentum that we talked about. So the Panthers going to have to rally here, and it's a team that, I've seen these guys. I've watched them since they were young. They can rally here. They've just got to stay focused. There's a lot of time left and not make mental mistakes because right now it's kind of what it's come down to. Their defense has proved they can hold. Their offense has proved they can move the ball. They've just got to keep the ball in the hands of the running backs, not make those mental mistakes, and I think you'll see things start to shift. But
and you know what? It's just 2 points.
It is. You're right. Yep. Not a lot to be worried about, but it is 2-0 here. For those of you just turning in, there's about a minute to go here in the first quarter. Deacon helping Montezuma out a little bit with that, but they're going to come right back up and try and get a stop here. So Petey called the kickoff. He does. Fielded around the 30. Stopping here. Oh, no. He's still going. He gets to about the 40-yard line. So, finally taken down by number 23, Keaton Wynn, and number 3, Ryan Swanson. Possibly a touchdown taking tackle. It looked like around the 45-yard line, Tanner Adam had him wrapped up, and the running back just squirted through. Got another 15 yards to bring him just shy of the 40-yard line. So, they've crossed over into Pekin territory again. This big defense asking a lot again to keep Montezuma out. So that's going to bring up 1st and 10 Montezuma from the 41-yard line. Pekin now, they showed a 4-3, but now going into a 3-5. Little swing pass here, not much there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. They ran just a little screen pass to the running back. Not wasting any time getting things going. Montezuma in a no huddle as well.
but they stopped the play for a short loss.
So Panthers, they do give them a short loss here. Time winding down in the first quarter, 2nd and 11 from about the 42-yard line. On a zoom-in shotgun, they've been in shotgun pretty much all night, Jack.
Yeah.
And the pistol formation, is that pretty common for Montezuma?
Yep.
So Montezuma here, shotgun. A little bit of pressure here maybe from this D-line because we've got a delay of game, I believe, on the offense. It is a delay of game, so for a no-huddle offense, they sure took some time getting out there. And now Montezuma's starting to make a few mental mistakes. So you can see the pressure of this game getting to both teams as Montezuma has now backed up 5 yards, making it 2nd and 16. Ball now backed up to about the 43-yard line. Or, 47-yard line. So shotgun again for Montezuma. 2nd down. Quite a few to go to get to the chains. Hand off to the right, over right tackle. Great stomp here by number 63, Cole Ricker, as well as Eric Adam in there. I thought I felt a raindrop there, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it was a bird flying by. I don't know. Maybe somebody's spitting on that Pekin Panther hanging out here in the Montezuma Braves side. But I hope not. They got a little stomp here. There's some wind. Okay, Zach's with me. He's my bodyguard. So even though I'm probably 2 feet taller than he is, he says he's got my back. So I appreciate that, Zach. So the first quarter is winding down. Zach, we are 2-0 Montezuma, but I'll tell you, both teams evenly matched. I mean, it's like dead on. It's very similar styles, very mobile quarterbacks, great defenses on both sides, great size for both teams. I think we're in for a big night of football.
And I'll give credit to Speaking Defense. That's the most competitive quarter running has had all year.
I believe you're right, Zach. And I think from a Pekin Panther standpoint, I would say the same. I would echo that and say that, this is one of the, Pekin traditionally this year has really been a third quarter team. It's taken the first half to kind of, adjust, make those adjustments. Third quarter, they're most explosive, but I'll tell you, this is probably one of the more typical first quarters that they've faced, and rightly so, this Montezuma team really bringing their A game tonight.
Other scores around the area. Wayne Speedy Melcher Dallas in the second quarter, 18-6. Linville Sully over North Panaska in the first quarter, 15-0. And well, Blakeford Fremont in scoreless with Sigourney Kyoto.
Yeah, and that's Sigourney's homecoming team coming tonight. My wife's there tonight, so that's a big one for both teams there, too. You always want to win your homecoming, Zach.
And the one score with the Crooks number on the board right now, Indianola leading during their homecoming tonight against Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 16-0. You can catch all those scores on our Federal app.
Great pass here to come out and start the second quarter by Montezuma. They come out very quickly after the quarter break. Quarterback looks downfield, makes the pass to his receiver. Just straight on, looked right at him, right down the field. Panthers not expecting pass here. Montezuma's showing a lot of run. So a very creative call after that delay of game. And it made enough to move the chains, even though they had about 2nd and 16. Enough to move it down and give Montezuma a first down, and now down to about the 31-yard line. So Montezuma moving the ball here already here in the second quarter. Panthers, no doubt, will get things adjusted here. Montezuma showing some more ball on the ground for Montezuma. Quarterback picks it up, and now on the broken play, first out of bounds. Panthers able to get him out. Christian Whitrock comes up there as well as Cole Rickard push him out, but he does get some positive yards out of that. It looked like the snap came, he just hit him right in the hands, and it was just bounced right off his fingertips, and as he goes on the ground, he picks it up, and sometimes broken plays can be the most dangerous because they're unpredictable. That time gets him 9 yards, brings up 2nd and 1 for the Braves. Whitrock here and Rickard saving the first down for now. Montezuma still in the shotgun. They fake it over center pass. Good rush here by interception by Tanner Adam. And he's brought down, but a great interception by Tanner Adam. A lot of pressure in there by number 77, Jaden Nicholson and Pete Carroll, the linebacker on the Blues. Both guys connect the quarterback just before he goes down and releases it. And it just drops right into the hands of Tanner Adam, the junior, making the interception, getting the ball back for the Panthers after that safety. This is another one of those kind of game changers. We'll see what the Panthers can do down here around the 23-yard line with a fresh set of downs. And, it's been a while since the offense has been out here. So we'll see with some fresh legs how they move the football here. Also, under center, he's got Claude and Copeland behind him. Ball on the ground again. he picks it up, but not able to get yardage out of it. It's going to take him back about 6 to 7 yards. Also, needs to just settle down here and play football. He's rarely put the football down on the ground yet this year, but now, so far, three times. So I'm sure Coach will be talking to him. He's a senior. You know, he's got experience. You talked about his vision earlier. He's a very great quarterback. You just need to settle down and not let the game factor get to you.
Can I understand if it was raining out or if it was bitterly cold out like it's supposed to be next Friday night, you know, with all these drop balls and fumbles, but I just don't understand why the ball is seeing the ground tonight as often.
Yeah, and like I said, I think it's just it's a large game, and, you know, also if he'll get it under control, he's an experienced guy, he'll get his head around it. Also does hand off, but there is a flag. Copeland gets about six, gets back to the line, the original line of scrimmage back, but the flag came from the back side. I'm hoping not holding on Panthers, but I'm guessing it probably is. It came before the tackle. Call start on the Panthers, so Panthers now bringing up second and about 20 for the Panthers because of that fumble. Going to really back him up. This isn't out of the range of what the Panthers can do if they get things out of, under control here. But once again, they are backed up to about the 16, 17 yard line. So dangerously close to the end zone from before. So also goes shotgun. Two receivers. You got a man in motion. Jump. Number 79 over there. You know, picked it up and. Frustration, I'm sure. Oh, excuse me, 78. Jared Bond, the senior, gets a little flinch. I'm sure eager to get out and make that block. But that's going to put the Panthers back even further now. They're about second and 25. So the Panthers really need to get things under control. This is a team that doesn't typically make a lot of mistakes. So now, also, he's got two receivers left, one receiver right. PG Club standing just on the edge of that end zone behind him. Copeland comes across. Fake to Copeland, good big hole for Club. Oh, Cross hands. Oh my goodness. Panthers, it looks like might have recovered. But PD Club gets one to pop out now. Panthers really just need to settle down and play football because it wasn't like they stripped it. Just came out. So now Panthers third and about 20. They are going to take a timeout, and once again, I'm sure, like I said, Coach Donovan, just need to take a breath and settle down, because really, their football they've been playing hasn't really been, it's been fantastic, if you take away those things, Zach. Their defense just forced a turnover. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, they have not given up a touchdown, so even though it's 2-0, really, you take away Pekin's mental mistakes, and they're in this game, and almost even more than Montezuma. But they keep handing them these mental things. So you just settle down, you play football, and you do things the Panther way, which is very disciplined. So I think Coach Donovan will just, you know, he'll breathe that advice. He'll say, listen, fellas, settle it down, hang on to the football. Here we go.
You said much fun with that. I think he will, right? I don't know with Coach Donovan and these types of mistakes. He doesn't tolerate these mistakes. And granted, no coach does.
No.
There's one coach who doesn't tolerate it. That's that guy.
He's made a call from his players, and I think that's why you see success tonight, is because, and why you talked about it being a runner-up. He demands positive performance, and I think you're right. That's a reasonable expectation. So these are fundamentals, and they'll get it under control. Also, after the timeout comes out under center, 12 behind him. Punt, quick punt here by the Panthers. Down. Possibly hoping that Montezuma would touch it. Now it's only 3rd and 18, so this is kind of what we would call a quick punt. And I'm sure the Panthers here are trying to catch Montezuma, somebody to touch it, possibly get the ball back. But they did not give up a return here, and they quick punted it out to about the 50-yard line. So the Panthers here... punting the ball, getting that strong defense here, back out and giving Montezuma the ball around the 49-yard line, 1st and 10, Montezuma. So interesting strategy going punting on 3rd down, but gets the defense a good position here. Great tackle here made by Petey Club. Caught up in there by Eric Adam, who kind of slowed him down. Petey Club comes in and finishes him off. Jared Bond in there as well. The two seniors, three seniors, three amigos in there, making a great play. Moving the ball backwards from Montezuma. making it now about 2nd and 11 here on about the 48-yard line. So Panther defense is really playing lights out, not giving up anything to Montezuma, who's been a very tough offensive opponent. Swing pass here, draw, falls a lot. That should be a lot of football, I believe.
No, they're going to call that incomplete.
No, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. I would assume behind the line of scrimmage it would be a live football, but referee's bringing it back here. But Panthers right in on it. Petey Club picked it up and thought he had a golden goose there, and he was running it back the other way. Nonetheless, Panthers, that punt turned out to be a great decision because they've now forced 3rd and about 12 for Montezuma. And not letting them over the 50-yard line yet. So two great stops here by the Panthers as the defense has come out really all cylinders firing. Shotgun from Montezuma again. Quick pitch. They're trying to take it to that sideline to get some yardage here. He's going to get tripped up, but he gets a great leap after the trip. We'll see Eric Adam get their hand on him. It's going to be close. This may be another measurement for that third down. They just a simple toss. It does look from up here.
Oh, they're going to call
it a cross. They are, I think, they're calling it fourth down. No measurement yet. They are calling for it now. Oh, timeout, excuse me. Montezuma taking a timeout. How to think about it, I'm sure. So it's 4th and 1 when we come back from a timeout. So a great defensive stand. Give up some yards during third down, but stop them enough to bring up fourth down. So far as defense, a great positive for the Panthers.
Defense has been the theme of their team, and I expected it to be with two powerhouse defenses. And when you had two big offenses, too, they kind of cancel out each other.
Sure, yeah, you screw up against each other in practice. You're used to seeing tough guys. That makes you tougher. You're exactly right. I think both teams on defense have risen to the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a lot of guys down there, a little bit of wind kind of coming in and out of them. They're all running hard.
And with all due respect to the rest of the district, I think this is Montezuma's first real game with a real game-like situation. Because at this point, last Friday night, it was already 50-0.
Sure, yeah, you've got to your second, maybe even third string guys in, you're kind of rolling, you can do anything you want. Now they're having to be a lot more creative from this pistol. In a pistol situation on 4th and 1, you've really got to get that block up front because these big Panthers now, they've got 5 guys down the line of scrimmage, and they're looking to blitz another. Sean Pond, they keep it. He's coming down. He does get enough for a first down. Forced out of bounds by Eric Adam and Cole Rickard. But he gets that fourth down. 4th and 1. They showed punt. But I don't think it looked like it was going to be punt at all. I mean, he grabbed it and just went straight around. He didn't even take the punt and took enough for the first down. So
took a page from the Michigan State playbook.
There you go. Yeah, Michigan State. A little trickery there. But Panthers, I tell you, they won't get fooled again. They'll be right out here again. They've shown that they can slow them down in 4. They've forced turnovers, so Panthers will get tight here and really push off Petey Club on a blitz here. Pass. Out complete. Down to about the 20-yard line. Knocked out of bounds by, I believe, number 5, Cade Milliken, down by the 18-yard line. So a great pass. Was that a halfback pass there? Exactly. Did we see a toss and then a pass out, or was that straight from the quarterback?
Straight from the quarterback.
Yeah, he faked that toss again and then went to the pass. It was tough to see from where I was at here, but no huddle here from Montezuma. 1st and 10 on the 19-yard line, looking to score inside the 20. Panthers trying to stop him. Big toss here, blocking the back, but he pushes it right into the tackle, beating him up, knocked in the backfield, bringing up 2nd now and about 14 for the Braves. So the Braves, that toss worked one time, Zach.
This time they went to it,
and this time it didn't. So Panthers adjusting well defensively and making the stop here. So 2nd and 13 by the 22-yard line, 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So far, very fast offenses. Defenses for Pekin has been out a long time on the field, but not so far bending, but not breaking. Shotgun set from Montezuma. They give it up the middle, right into Tanner Adam, who makes a great, Brody Long, who makes a great tackle, solo tackle, after they get maybe 1 or 2, but not enough to get enough because they're down to about 3rd and 13 while on the 22-yard line. So once again, great defensive stand. However, the Panthers, 3rd and 4 down have been troublesome for them, and I know Coach Donovan has addressed this as well. Their 3rd down percentage, not as strong as 1st and 2nd. So that's something they've been working on. We'll see how the defense reacts here. So far, they've given up some big third downs and a couple small fourth downs to keep the chains moving for Montezuma.
7:15 remaining here in the quarter. Wilhelm,
Looks like a pass. A lot of pressure in here. Tanner Adams again with an interception down by the 25-yard line. Tanner Adams, so far there's a flag down. Yes, it's going to be maybe on Montezuma, but it's hard to tell. That flag came from the Pekin side. The hold of that is still a turnover. It is an eligible receiver. Interception stands. Pekin offense coming out from the bench. Panther fans getting into it. First and 10, Panthers from about the 18-yard line. So things starting to look up again for this offense. Let's see if they can handle some of those little things and start getting things firing again. You know, that first quarter, the first drive, Panthers looked unstoppable. Since then, tough to get into a rhythm.
Three turnovers by Montezuma. Peach hasn't been able to do anything with it. Let's see if they can do something here on this.
Here we go, handoff to Copeland. Great hard running. Gets about 2-3 there, so solid run. Great handoff. Everything clean so far. There's a Panther kind of slow to get up here. Looks like Brody Long. He's been nursing that kind of right calf all season. Let's hope he's okay. Colton Lamon has checked in the game to take over Brody's spot there at tight end. Colton, the junior, does a great job as well. Colton plays a lot of defense at a linebacker spot, so, not unfamiliar with the offense as well. Under center, gives Copeland again on the right side, gets about one, maybe two, bringing up third down now for the Panthers, third and about four. Panthers no huddle still, going very quickly here. Ball on about the 24-yard line. Looks like, yep, third and a four, so Panthers need to pick this one up, get the chains moving. He's got one receiver on each side, 12 behind him. Copeland is in that spot. Copeland comes across, give to Cloud. Cloud goes over right tackle, enough for the first down. Moves the chains, so Panthers come out after the second interception by Tanner Adams. Well, we got the first down. Ball is starting to move now, Brad.
Big play there by Clubby. Just a move to the and knew where the first down was or what, and was determined to get it there, and he did.
Yeah, he's got it. Takes a lot of guys to bring him down. Powerful legs. Club and I lifted a lot together last summer. I'm not going to take credit for it, Zach, but I turned into a walker. Great fake here by us up to inside, keeps it himself and gets about 5 yards. So, bring up second and somewhere around 5-6 yards.
I'll give you credit for Clouds.
All right, I'll take a little credit I can give. But a little bit of mist falling down here now, so weather may start to be more of a factor. Derek Brayton here next to me, our film man, confirming some raindrops here in Montezuma, where they said it's always sunny, so I don't know, I was lied to.
It's always sunny.
Panthers here on second down, also faking, trying to go back to that play where he fakes in tight glove and takes it outside, and not much there. It almost looks like a little bit of miscommunication. He and Copeland now talking afterwards, and I'm sure straightening out maybe something else, a pitch or something, relationship not quite there. Third and about fourth down, under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, winding down this half. Also up under center, gives it to Copeland, who comes out running hard. Going to be close to the first down.
He
looks close. Great run by Chase there. This is a sophomore, Zach. They come out and run hard for the Panthers all year long. Now picking up the first down. The Panthers' second first down in a row. Let's hope they can continue to move those chains.
Yeah, nice run there by Copeland.
First down and 10, ball around the 40-yard line.
Are you getting credit for him?
I coach Chase, but he's just an animal. I can't. He works hard. He says, now Chase going to do it again. Going back to the well with Copeland, getting 8 yards. So, yeah, no, Chase and our little brother Ty, both guys, I talk about them a lot because they're good kids. But they work hard in the weight room in their own right. They showed up a lot this summer, too. I'd love to take credit for giving Chase the vision that he's got. But I'll tell you, from the time he was in seventh grade, I saw it as a coach. Hey, he's just got a lot of natural talent, but he's developed it, too. He's worked really hard. One of the harder-working guys out there. Also another hard-working guy. Takes it to fix it to Copeland across. Blood, draw up the middle of the whole sideline here, calling draw. They're all looking for it because they're trying to stop blood inside. Bringing up third and about two. Clock starting to become a little bit more of a factor as we get about 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Montezuma still 2-0. Deacon, third, and it looks like it was forward progress about one. Big third down again here for the Deacon Panthers. Also under center. Let's give it to that Copeland. Copeland running hard, gets the first down and then some. You're right. You know, both teams just chunks at a time. You know, no big run so far, Zach.
No.
Neither team, I mean, we've seen a couple of big passes by Montezuma.
Right.
But as far as the running game go, just solid 6, 7, 8 yards. That's, you know, a lot of these plays, that's what they're designed to do. You know, they say every play is designed for a touchdown, but realistically, that's what these plays are to do. Now Panthers showing three receivers on one side, Club in the backfield. Also, Copeland fakes, gives the Club up the middle. Gets about 10, close to a first down. So they fake to Copeland on that side, give it to Club up the middle, left side, and he gets about 9. So it's going to be a second and 1. There you go, longest run of the night, 9 yards. Hey, we'll take it. It's the right time to do that here in the end of the first quarter, or second quarter. Now the first half winds down, Pekin getting things rolling. Montezuma crowd starting to try to get into it, encourage their defense. Little motion here by Long, comes out to the split receiver side. Now Panthers with 4 receivers. Also to pass, he's mobile now, he's running. Also a very dangerous runner himself. And a flag comes out from the backfield. I hope it's not holding because it's a first down if it isn't, but it came out from that backside, Zach. Shot blocked by the Panthers. Rare. I've not seen that call in years.
I haven't either.
And the referee's discussing it here. We'll see if that's what it is. I don't see him waving it off yet. I'd love to see him pick it up and just wave it off, but now they're talking to the Montezuma defense, so it looks like it's going to be on the Panthers, and I'm guessing Montezuma's going to push him back.
Chop block is the official call.
Tough break for the Panthers, because they really had some momentum. They're not in dangerous spot here, depending on where they end up spotting it from. Yeah, they're going to be back to about 2nd and 10.
Midfield.
So, right at about the 50-yard line, you're right, midfield is 2nd, well, more like 11, but Panthers here, not in a bad spot, but definitely bringing back some of that momentum. Also, now in shotgun. Gives the Copeland a lot of room on the side. Gets about 10 on that. Brings him up to close to a first down. So a great run. I'll tell you now, Zach, now the longest run that the Panthers for tonight.
So Club tonight, well, the Club's 9-yard drive.
We'll see if they stop this one, but you're right. A close tie there. So two great runs in a row here. Bringing up 3rd and about 2 for the Panthers. Ball here now, about the 42-yard line. Fake it, give it to Club on the draw. Club gets a little bit, not quite enough, I don't think, Zach. Going to be a little bit short. Going to bring up 4th and about 1 for the Panthers. Clock now still winding down. No timeouts yet. Panthers only 1 timeout left, I believe. They took 2 earlier to try and settle things down. Big 4th down here for the Panthers. The Montezuma crowd knows that we're on top of their press box. Every close team's getting into it now, both sides. Big play, Club up the side, he's got the run, he's still going. A great tackle, but no, I'm sorry, that was Copeland with the run. I just want to give credit to Club, it was Copeland with the run, about, 15 yards probably.
14
on what was only needed for a first down. Copeland comes out of a cannon with that run, rockets down the field, gets the first down, and then some. Panthers, minute 30 to go, real bit of hurry up here as they get back to the line of scrimmage.
To hear those running backs going downhill, Copeland certainly did that on that run.
He did all set, shotgun, he's looking to pass, a little bit high, and just misses where right, but a flag comes out, might be pass interference here. So he's pointing at number 2 for Montezuma, might be a defensive pass interference, we'll see what the call is, but wow, a lot of pressure here, 4th and 1, they get it. And then they air the ball out. It looked like it was going to be intercepted. Just missed the interception. And now, pass interference call on the Braves. That's going to march the Panthers forward. 1:19 left on the clock. Ah, good. This is turning out to be an amazing game. That's good for Pete. He's pulling yardage for... Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you're on our team. I'm with you, buddy. You're starting to become a fan, aren't you? You're liking this team you're seeing rolling out here. This is the call. I know you bleed blue. I know you bleed blue. We'll give you that. But I want to appreciate you helping us out here. First and 10 for the Panthers. 14 yard line. 14 yards to go to the end zone. Keep the club underneath. He's got some room. He's got a touchdown, Panthers. Touchdown, Pekin Panthers. 6-2 on the board with a minute 14 to go. The Panthers score.
Back-to-back 14-yard runs for the touchdown, making it 8-0 right now with a minute 14.
Now, Dave, did I give credit to club or was it close? I couldn't see. I got so excited that he rocketed up there.
It's club, and that's what I'm going to run with.
I think so, too, but I don't want to know. It was, dude, he just went so quickly and out at the field. It was 14 yards. We'll give it to the club, but if it's Copeland, I apologize, buddy. Everybody's doing a fantastic job. I'm just excited the Panthers got the board. Brian Brandon, kick. It looks good from here.
I think it is.
7-2.
7-2.
Wow, this is the barn burner we said it was going to be. We knew it was a big matchup. Playoff potential, home field advantage. District bragging rights, everything on the line, undefeated in their district. Both teams, so far, Panthers up 7-2, and the Panthers, I believe, returned first. So if they can get a stop here, they'll have to come back out on defense for the second half. But if the defense keeps playing like they have, that's all right, because now the offense is rolling.
Absolutely, and that took a lot of time off the clock.
It's, correct me if I'm wrong, still two timeouts, right?
Right.
They had to take one earlier. It looked like they had some confusion from the sidelines after their delay of game. They took one, but two timeouts left, minute 14. Panthers are going to need a nice deep kick here and bury him down there. They've shown a return potential here. They barely stopped them after they got over on the 45-yard line. You remember Keaton Wynn and Ryan Swanson saving them on kickoff there. So special teams are really going to need to pull in here and dig deep because this is a big kick. I feel like we say that about every play, but with a game like this, everything matters.
Total time for Pekin, that was 5 minutes, 6 seconds, 114 plays on 2 yards.
There we go. I'm glad you're taking the stats, man, because I'm just in the moment. Kicked out of bounds, which may not be the worst thing. Get you up to what, the 35-yard line, I believe, am I correct? In high school, spot is 35 yards, so, better field position for the defense than they've had pretty much all game. So, we'll take that. It was a deep kick. If it would have stayed in, it would have been a nice one. It got down to about the 20, but nonetheless, club's kick runs out near the 20. So that's going to bring up Montezuma, first and 10 on the 35-yard line. Minute 14 left to go, 7-2, Pekin.
That's more like a baseball to volleyball score, right?
You're exactly right, but these two defense, you're right. And, to Pekin's credit, they scored all the points.
Exactly.
So far. So, we'll see if the defense can hold here. I think they will, but, of course, I'm a believer, so...
Jared Bond with a tackle in there, getting across on the quarterback keeper. Looked like an option. Good stop there for the Panthers. Put him right back on the 35-yard line. Second and 10 for Montezuma.
I think Monty's just going to let this clock go.
Yeah, you're right. They're not showing timeout yet. That was a simple run there with two interceptions. I don't think we'll see him go pass here. They're taking some time here to run this play. So you might be right, but I'll tell you, I believe Montezuma's. They've been explosive, too, and
they've
shown some long-run potential through the year, so I wouldn't let up if I were the Panthers. And they're not going to. A great stop here. Fly comes out of maybe a face mask, but the way that fly came out late, Jared Bond, Cole Rickard on the tackle there, as well as Trenton Conger, but he's pointing at the defense, and it might have been incidental contact on the face mask. Unfortunately, that will stop the clock, which is what the Panthers didn't want, and move the Braves forward, but... It's only 5 yards. It is incidental, so it wasn't intentional, which is, a 15-yard penalty. So that's much more. So it could have been worse. But I'll tell you, you can't fault the guys for being aggressive here. It's a big play. So that's going to bring up, I believe, they've got second down and about six. The clock started to run again, so they did stop it to take the penalty yards, but right back in before this play, under 30 seconds to kick here. Panthers defense showing a lot of guys back. trying to keep anything deep. That's what you're told in this situation. Don't get burned deep. They pitch it outside. Tanner, Adam with the tackle. Tanner, Adam with the tackle outside about 6-yard run. Sorry, the Montezuma players were signaling horse collar. I looked pretty clean from here.
It looked clean.
I'm sure they're trying to get as many yards as they can.
He's
trying to get it, but it's about 3rd and 6, 9.8 seconds left to go. You know, every play in this game, critical. So we'll see Montezuma taking some time. They're walking over towards the sideline now, but they went out of bounds, so the clock has stopped. So really, to take time here, all it does is beset them a little bit. They have had one delay of game, so they may want to think about starting to get in position now, but it's going to be tight, I think. Montezuma does get the snap off in time. Look at the pass. Getting rushed. Flag comes out. I believe holding. It's going to be the call. Ball up, down, and incomplete. So great coverage there by Christian Whitrock. Keaton Wynn, Kate Milliken, 3 Panthers there. It is holding on the Braves, and they helped PD Club. Great rush there, and they threw the flag right at the guy who held. It hit him in the chest, and he was like, oh, man, you could see it on his face. 1.2 seconds left on the clock, Zach. We're not going to get any adrenaline really yet. That's going to move the Braves back. They did take a shot here, so we'll see. I would guess we'll see him probably just run it out, but who knows? They may take a shot here, but that was great coverage by the Panthers and a great rush. Just a solid defensive play all the way around. You can't ask for anything better than that. Then 3 guys swarming the football on the receiving side and 3 guys swarming the ball on the pass side. Panthers, they do take a knee here, and that's going to take us out from an amazing first half. I'm a hometown guy myself. You're a hometown guy for you, but credit to both teams. They're playing their hearts out. They're leaving everything on the field. But I'll tell you, and it's because I'm biased, I know it is, you've got the numbers, but you take away Pekin's mental mistake, and right now I've got to give advantage to Pekin. I just do. Because, you know, not just because of the scoreboard, 7-2, but they've been able to move the football when they've been able to keep it in their hand. But then their defense, just a lights-out defense. I mean, they just come out here, and they've really made, you made the comment earlier, and I agree with you, first big test for Montezuma, and so far, been tough to decide what play to call. Because they've been successful through the air, but they've also thrown 2 interceptions. They've been successful with the running game, but they've also gotten dragged down in the backfield. So, it's a bit of a yin and yang for the Montezuma offense. Montezuma defense doing a good job, but then, of course, giving up a touchdown.
One of the things I'm interested in seeing what Monty's coach, Keith Feature, is saying, and by the way, I'll have interviews, post-game interviews with both head coaches tonight on the Locker Room Show on the Mothership.
There you go.
But,
at the inside track.
Absolutely. But I'm just wanting to see how much pressure there was on this Monty team. We talk about between the first real tests for Montezuma, and we saw that out here. I mean, 3 first-half turnovers for Montezuma, including 2 interceptions from Dylan Wilhelm, who was pretty much had an unblemished season. Now, granted, he hasn't had to face many tough defenses. I give you that. But it's still, Montezuma still being flustered with 3 turnovers. And granted, Pekin not taking full advantage of them. Only 7 points there in the first half. But still, I agree, Pekin has momentum. And I think the difference maker is that touchdown drive. Because this is one of the, I feel like this is going to be one of those games where the first punch is going to be the most devastating, and now granted Montezuma can't come back. It's the first time they've trailed all season, but they have the mentality. They have the senior leadership to say, hey, we can come back from this. I saw it all last summer with baseball as we're right across from a baseball stadium, but let's take this in over by any means.
No, not for you. You're right.
That's great momentum.
And like I said, Pekin, I believe, has been the third quarter team, so it'll be interesting to see how this Pekin team comes out. I think another factor that we haven't talked about tonight is conditioning. As you mentioned earlier, both starting offenses and defense have not played a full game. You're right. I mean, they really haven't seen out. Pekin, they started off pretty slow against Lindell Sully, who was another tough. That top 14 in the District 6 here, but even with that game, came out and got things rolling in the third quarter, really started to move. So, you know, you're right. For teams that if you haven't played a full game, you can condition and practice till you're blue in the face, but game is just different. It just is. It's short sprints. It's hard to simulate.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, both teams, I think, in great physical shape so far, but we'll see if in the second half, because of the dogfight, if it really becomes down to who's a better conditioned team, I'll tell you the other thing it comes down to is heart. Who really wants it? And I'll tell you, there's no question, both teams really want it tonight. You can see it in their faces. You can see it in the way they run the football. You can see it in the way they tackle. You know, it's a big game, and we talked about that. But in the eyes of these seniors, the last time that they'll really have a big one on this field. Now, both teams yet to face BGM, who tonight, BGM hasn't had a real test yet either, really. So,
I don't think they will, with their offense or defense.
Yeah, you know, I'm a glass half full, and I'm a believer, so I think when they see Deacon, I think they're going to have a challenge, but, you know, I'm a Panther, so what can I say? You're right, the numbers right now, but, you know, you got to play the ball game, and if he can beat BGM last year, you know, able to get on top of them, you know, it's kind of a tough one, and BGM, a good ball team. I will not take that. They're fantastic, but that's why you play the game. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll definitely be watching that Montezuma game as things unfold, because that's going to be a big one for District 6.
Absolutely, and I'm looking through the Thunderbolt app trying to find a BGM score. Can't find one right now.
They're hiding from us. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of the Braves and the Panthers, two tough teams. You know, the Bears, they went into hibernation tonight, so.
Absolutely. Talking about that Thunderbolt score app, which you can download on Google Play or the App Store if you have an iPhone, I'll be leading CMB in the first quarter, 7-0. You showed it in Oxford scoreless. Winning ahead of Melcher Town, 38-20. Hunter F. Roy ahead of Davis County, 7-0. Limbo Sully leading North Mahaska down to New Sharon, 22-0. We're 72 here at halftime here in Montezuma. Judy Kyoto and Keyville Whitford, 3-5 scoreless in the second quarter. North Polk and I, 35 scoreless in the first quarter. Carlisle on the board against Centerville, 7-0 in the first quarter. Halftime over in Rowan Street, 7-0 against Van Buren over there. Moravia and Meswaki Settlement scoreless in the first quarter. PCM on the board against Clark of Osceola, 7-0. Fairfield and Fort Madison is scoreless in the first quarter, as well as GFEC and Williamsburg, as well as Twin Cedars and Woodbine. Indianola having a pretty good homecoming thus far, as they're in the second quarter leading Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 37-0.
Wow, yeah. That's the kind of homecoming you want to have, yeah.
And it's Simpsons homecoming this weekend, and I'll be calling the Simpsons game tomorrow over there as well.
There you go, man. We got a professional tonight, didn't we? Wow, you're right in there. You know, Coach Donovan's son plays for Simpsons.
I do.
And so, you know, great connection there for the Panthers.
I'm going to ask him about that during the locker room post-game interview.
Sure, absolutely.
Joe Leedy, 7-0. Scrolling down the scoreboard here. Oxkeep leading Winterset, 14-0. That's also in the first quarter. Dowling in a tumbling scoreless in the first quarter. Half Pella Christian time with Van Meter at 7. Grinnell and Palmer. That's a pretty big game in Central Iowa tonight. All three at Des Moines TV stations are there, as I understand it. Just scoreless in the first quarter. Ankeny leading Sioux City North 17-0. Ankeny trying to get their second win of the season. They're having a down season following a pretty good season last year. And the HOV beat Seymour tonight by a forfeit because Seymour just doesn't have the guys to muscle through the rest of the season. So HOV getting the win tonight.
My brother lives up in Victor, and okay, they're a tough 8-man school. They're having a good season.
Yes,
you know, Seymour, they struggle a little bit. HOV, you know, that 8-man ball, I haven't got to see it. Have you got to watch some 8-man ball? I've always
seen it. The only 8-man ball I've seen, as it's starting to rain a little bit harder here at Badger Field Field, the only 8-man game was preseason the 2006 Triangle game, actually, because we preceded that for some reason, but I've only seen 8-man ball being played up at the Dome, but not around here at all. We do have some teams around here, just at HOV,
sure.
Tri-County.
Right.
Trying to think
of Dallas Center Grind, not too far from us,
Moravia, I believe, is the 8.
Yes,
man.
I think they went to 8-man ball as well, yep.
They came up for a cross-country meet yesterday. So 8-man ball is a different animal. It's kind of like outdoor arena football league.
And when you see the scores, you know, talking about a high score, 11-2 looking like a volleyball game, but if you watch other scores, it looks like more like a basketball game. You know, 56-42. Hey, I want to address something interesting, Zach. the Pekin coaching staff, all six, seven of them, they've been out here on the field.
Players
have been off the field. The coaches, I think, showing a lot of unity here, discussing strategy. There's only 7 minutes left to go in this halftime, and they're slowly making their way. Not in a hurry here. I think that sets a good tone to the players and saying, you know what, we're in control. We're calm. We're collected. We've got this, and we're moving forward. But I've never seen that before, Zach. I've been around football a long time. I've seen this staff stay out maybe a couple minutes to question a call maybe or talk to the referees about a concern, but never for 8-10 minutes just discussing strategy. So let's hope it pays off in the third quarter.
There was a similar thing that happened in the tournament here at Monty during that 06 run. It was a semifinal game. We upset Knight New Hartford up at the Dome, and as you talked about, the coaches talked for a long time halftime, and that's what they did at halftime here, too.
So let me get this straight, Zach. If I'm hearing you right, the last time Donovan stayed out on the field for an extended time during halftime, they came out and they won an important game. All right, you know what? Let's repeat history and hope lightning strikes twice. I like your style, Zach. I like where you're going with that. I like that. You know, that hopefully there's no actual lightning, even though it's starting to sprinkle. Interesting enough, as Deacon still continues to talk, Montezuma's line, with 5 minutes, 6 minutes to go on the clock at halftime, they're about ready to break the banner and come back out on the field. So two different strategies here over halftime. We'll really see how the third quarter plays out. I'm really interested to see which style kind of pays off. As a coach myself and a student of the game, it's kind of an interesting thing. All right, so Zach has stepped away here. I'm going to take a little break, too. We've got 5 minutes of halftime. If you haven't left to go to the restroom, I was going to try and make a try myself, but I have to go down a ladder and then through the Montezuma fans, who have been very pleasant so far, and then about a half mile to the bathroom. So I think I'm going to stick around here with you. But I'm going to go silent here for about 5 minutes. If you're listening at home, 5 minutes to halftime, peaking up 7-2. A lot of football here to go. Only score from Montezuma has been a snap that went over the punter's head and sailed out of the end zone after Pekin made a great defensive stand. So Pekin defense playing lights out, not giving up any scores on defense, and we'll see if that continues here. Stick around, though. If you're listening, stick around. This is a big game. Don't go anywhere. Both teams in it to win it. And an announcer for you, I'm also an ordained minister. I'm going to be marrying John Piper and Tina Adrian. Well, I'm not going to be marrying them. They're going to be marrying each other. But I'm going to be officiating the wedding, so I'm going to be out. But Zach James has graciously offered to stand in. And I kind of talked a little bit to Brian Baker as I came in the gate tonight. And he may be helping Zach out just to kind of get some names and numbers. But so far, Zach, a huge fan of Pekin football. He was telling me during halftime. So that might have been my words, but thanks for joining us again. You might have heard a little bit of karaoke here. Was that your uncle that was singing, or was that somebody else?
No, that was the high school band.
The high school. I heard somebody singing over the PA, though, and I thought maybe it was your
uncle.
They've got somebody
this is a fancy deal.
I'm on a smallest class. Here we go. So a little bit of karaoke, Sweet Caroline. You might have heard it, but we'll see if Montezuma can be sweet to the Panthers again. 7-2 as we kick off here. Petey Club trying to bury it deep, and he does get it down about the 20-yard line as we start the second half of a great football game. Good return here up to about the 35-yard line, still trying to go. Fighting hard, brought down, though, about the 35. So same start we saw before, Zach, 35-yard line. Montezuma offense coming out. Like we said, two strategies over halftime. Coaches at Pekin stood out here for a long time discussing, making some adjustments. Casually walked over the players, said, here we go, fellas, we're going to play football. Montezuma, gone for a long time, comes out with a lot of time left to go, gets on the sideline, gets ready to go. So we'll see how the strategies pay off. Montezuma and shotgun on the 35-yard line. Pekin jumps across. Brody Long gets caught on the count there. I get on my junior high guys all the time. You watch the football, defensive lineman, come on, buddy. But once again, a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement, but that's going to give Montezuma a break that they just need. First and five now, moving the ball up the 41-yard line. So Panthers will reset on defense. I guarantee you that won't happen again. At least for Brody, he's a senior. He's not going to let that happen again. So good to see Brody back in the game. He came out earlier with kind of a leg. I don't know, cramp or something, stuffed up there. They try to go over right guard, and Sanders, three or four of them there, get up from the pile. Trenton Conger, one of the main guys leading in there. Petey Club coming from the bottom of that pile, too. We've seen Petey move the ball pretty effectively tonight. We've seen Trenton here on defense. He's a senior as well, so a lot of good veteran guys in there. But there's been some younger guys making some plays, too. We saw Copeland, which we talked about, a sophomore, moving the ball hard. We saw two interceptions by Tanner Adam, who's a junior, so a lot of talent coming up through the ranks.
Which is good, which is on the cross. Tanner Adam, we just talked about making a great play in the backfield, helped out here by Petey Club. They tried to come across, and Panthers making a stop. Great read by Tanner, forcing now, losing about 3 or 4 yards, forcing about 3rd and 7 for the Braves.
We've said Tanner Adams' name a lot on defense.
You know what we have, and we're going to.
Two interceptions.
He is a young man who he played a lot of defense as a sophomore, Zach.
Okay.
Showed a lot of promise. He's a talented, strong kid, but he's just got a nose for the football, and he comes in like a bullet, man. You watch him. He lowers his head, number 31. You watch him. He just gets in there, and he makes it happen. He's got a lot of speed. He lowers that shoulder, and he's like a cannon just firing out of there. Swing pass here. Soft football. Panthers on it, but it's just a run of scrimmage. There is a flag out here. Not sure who it's on. PD Club out there talking to number 10. Looks like it's friendly, so everything all right there. But hopefully it's not a late hit by the... It's not. They're talking to PD,
so
who is defensive captain. Coach Hutz is saying decline, decline, decline over there on the sidelines. And Coach Donovan out on the field as well. So it is going to be, I believe, fourth down. They wave off the illegal formation, and that's going to make it fourth and about six. They do have punt formation, but remember, Zach, when they lined up in this punt formation before, they swept and kept it. So Panthers are going to have to be very heads up. Panthers are going to get two players off the field. They do just barely before the snap. No flag out here. Whitrock back to receive. He's going to let it roll, and pretty decent punt, but it's going to get Panthers field position somewhere around the 28-yard line. So the Panthers, very first stand on defense, that defense that we talked about so much before, holding firm, making a statement here, not really allowing any yards if you take away the penalty, Zach.
No.
Because they actually ended up pushing them back from their original line of scrimmage. So defense, very, very strong here.
Yeah, Pete's defense has been, that's the kind of catalyst of this game. I think it's been the difference maker so far.
You know, and all season, the defense has been that way. Mm-hmm. They've only forced one shutout, but the points have come later in the game that we talked about earlier when you've got, you know, second, third string, and they play hard too, but just not quite the experience of that first string. Really, with this first string, if you counted up that starting defense, I would say very few points given up. And very even really first downs, Zach.
There were a few early points given up during the Limbo Sully game.
You're right. And as we talked about that one, for big test for them early. As we said, Montezuma has not faced Limbo Sully, correct?
No. That will be the final week of the season.
So they've got three big ones in a row. That'll be an endurance test for them. Kobe also picks, comes around, bootleg to the left side, gets a couple yards. It looked like more than what it was, because he ran east-west quite a bit. Really only got about four. Not a bad run, but it looked like he was just out there, gaining yards, but really a lot of it laterally across the field. Came from one hash to the other, bringing up second and about seven on the 31-yard line.
You went in north-south football field-wise, but yeah. Football field goes east-west here in Montezuma.
Sure, yeah, when I say east-west, I mean laterally across, but yeah, you're right, you're orienting me, you're exactly right. While we were talking, snaps it in shotgun, and they let a defensive lineman through, also stacked on a back-to-back to the original line of scrimmage, now 3rd and 10 for the Panthers. So another big third down that we've been talking about, and the Montezuma crowd now starting to get back into this one. So Panthers 3rd and 10, also still on that shotgun. He's got Club behind him. He's got, it looks like Whitrock and Milliken split out. They give it to Club. Club goes right, gets about 6, maybe more like 5, where he was originally brought down. So that's going to bring up 4th and 5, and I believe the punt team is coming on.
Yeah, there's really no other option here. I mean, early in the third quarter, you're keeping your...
And your defense is playing well. That's the key. You've got a defense like this, you don't have to take risks, even though it's 4th and about 4, 5. You punt it away, and you get back in squared away on defense. So Petey Club, the punt, we've called his name a lot tonight. He gets it out, a decent punt for Petey, good bounce, getting down to about the 35-yard line, scooped up here by number 16, Colby Alton, the quarterback, down to about the 35-yard line. So kind of a rub here, Zach. We ended up right where we started the second half with Tyler Zumo will take over on the 35-yard line, both teams forcing three and out.
You think a 35-yard line is a good omen for one? I hear them from hopefully the last three drives have started on that 35. The last two have been haven't been worth much to the Braves so far, and they're trying to find that first touchdown here tonight. They do a throw on the ball, but down 7-2 here with 8-3-1 remaining in the third quarter.
Panthers defense, four-man defense. Usually they go three guys. They've got Brody Long standing up on the edge. It looks like he wants to come in and make something happen. He forces him inside, and he did go inside of that. It didn't look like they wanted to pounce outside. Forced inside, brought down by Jared Bond, about two there. So a great stop by the senior, Jared Bond. He, he's been quiet the last couple games, but remember, we talked about those big scores. You don't get a lot of tackles when you're not in defense a lot. But he's kind of come alive a little bit here. But yet still to see a lot of guys that are keying on him. He's a big guy, similar, not quite as big as your jumbo guy in there. What do you call him, Andre the Giant? Is that his name? But not quite as big as the Montezuma guy, but a lot of size this year. On the Ken, getting in there with Cole Rickard, that he had come up the middle, get about 2 yards. That's going to bring him about three and I'd say four, somewhere around the 42-yard line. So a lot of field left to go for Montezuma, but they give him a pretty good forward progress spot. So it's going to bring up third and, still about four, maybe three. We'll see as they come up here. Ball on the 41-yard line. Montezuma, no huddle, but taking some time to get it in here. They've got twins on each side. We don't see this formation a lot. They bring a man across. He's going to pass. Rolls out. A lot of pressure here from Eric Adams. Forced into the pocket. Out of bounds, I believe. A great catch by number 10. Athletic play, but he jumps out of bounds to catch it. He comes out with both feet out of bounds. There is a flag out here somewhere near the line of scrimmage. We'll see. I didn't look like the quarterback was knocked down, so I can't imagine it's on the Panthers. So we'll see if it's holding here on the Braves. That would help the Panthers. I'm not sure if
he's lined up for a pass.
Yeah, he did look like he was vertically. You're right. I was thinking the same thing. He did come up very far. He ran quite a ways to throw the ball. They are talking to Captain Petey Club on the defense there. It looks like they're bringing the punt return team out as well. So either way, illegal forward pass. They're going to decline it, force fourth down. Both teams indicate bringing out punt team formation. Christian Whitrock is back deep. Referee tries to stuff the flag in the fight. He misses. Goes down in front of Jared Bond. Jared picks it up for him. Very gracious form of sportsmanship. Jared should have kept it before y'all hit. Now, thanks. Here we go. They tried to running kick. Running kick. So. That kind of looked like he was going to fake that to the side, and then he comes and pulls up, puts it down to about the 30-yard line. A good decision to not punt to Whitrock. Whitrock has not got a solid return chance yet. They've been pretty just out of his range, either top or back, so they haven't given up any return yardage. But Panther offense will take over right at the 30-yard line, so we go from 35 to 30. Now Panthers first and 10 with less than 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Panthers still up 7-2. Panthers come to the line of scrimmage. Also, punter center. He's got Club and Copeland behind him. One split receiver with Whitrock out there. They give it to Copeland. Copeland finds some room. First big break for the Panthers. And they get it about 12, 15 yards. As they come across, Copeland comes out to the outside of that power play and picks up a solid 15 here as they move the chains. And in the third quarter, I told you they were third quarter teams. I will see if they get things rolling here. But off of a solid defense, that offense comes right back out with a three receiver set on one side. Copeland we might see him shade across here. He does go in motion. They fake the give to Copeland, give to Club off the middle. Good solid running by Club. They spot him about 4 yards here. Bringing up second and six. Ball about the 48-yard line, getting close to getting across that 50. Now, I noticed your defensive coach down here, Zach, he wears orange gloves. Do you think that's so they could see the play call come in from his fingers? I got to wonder if that's what it is. Sorry, that's a side note. Got distracted. It's second, about six.
Comes
across the side, gets solid yardage, look like that in the backfield. He's taking effort. Good second effort. You're right. Yards after contact, gets about four or five, bringing up third and another critical third down as they cross over the 50-yard line into about the 48. Third and three for the Panthers. Less than 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Panthers, lowest huddle we've seen here all game. So this is a big one. We see the Montezuma crowd starting to get into it, too. They come up. Also comes with a shotgun. They've got a receiver on each side. Give to Copeland. Nice power play here. Good hard run out. Copeland puts the ball on the ground. He does get on it. Looked like his knee might have been down, too. He kind of got tripped up. He goes flying in the air. The ball comes down. But I believe Copeland comes up with it. It is. They wave the chains forward. So, man, it's good deep threat there. Yeah. As the ball pops out, Copeland, good heads up play to get back on it. First and 10, great hard running. Just a simple power play. I mean, just Panthers running just power offense here in the third quarter. And it seems to be very effective. They're not really masking anything. First quarter, they kind of, you know, faked a lot of fakes in and out.
Right.
This time, just straight up running the football. Seems to be working.
And that was our bread and butter back in 2006, too.
Oh, it rocked. They give it in the round, and they wave it off. I wonder if we've got an illegal formation now on the Panthers.
False start
on Deacon. That's a bummer because Whitrock started to get a little bit of momentum coming across. We haven't seen him get the ball yet tonight. They haven't passed to him, and he hasn't got a return, so I was excited to see junior Christian Whitrock kind of get a chance here to come around. I hope to go back to that one. I hope Coach Hutch puts that in there. That's going to put the Panthers back first and 15, back down to the 46, but they've crossed over into scoring territory. Receiver on each side. Also, shotgun. Give. So fake it, Copeland. Fake the Quad Keeper, but taken down in the backfield. Colby also, after that fake the club, a whole swarm of defenders get right in his face. That option has not been very successful the last several times the Panthers have tried to run.
Now,
I think they're going to have to go back to just that straight-up power running off tackle. That seems to be what's working for them, kind of that bread and butter.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm with you, yeah. I'm with you. And you know, we talked about Coach Stone earlier. You told me how you remember it. That was kind of his, I think he woke up at night saying, 34 power. That's what he used to call it. He's not called that anymore, but I remember as a kid, ball goes on the ground. Montezuma jumps on it, and the Panthers turnover just after the 50-yard line onto the 49-yard line. Let the crowd back in here a little bit. That defense has been tough. They brought Keaton Wynn here now at 50. They brought Alsop out. I wonder to maybe talk about just settling down, because Alsop has been playing safety. He's been playing both ways. But Alsop puts the ball on the ground again, this time not able to get on it. It just took a Christmas kind of jump for Montezuma. Now, great rush on their part. Their defensive linemen have started to come in a little bit more here, Zach.
Yep, and Montezuma has to take advantage of this turnover here. Lots of turnovers here in tonight's game, but that's what you get from a battle here.
The Montezuma will take over in the 49-yard line. First and 10. Swing pass here. Connects this time. Gets, oh, man, a great second effort by the receiver.
Smoker.
He gets up, Christian Whitlock and Keaton Wynn both had it wrapped up, and he just keeps kind of moving down the field. Ends up picking up about 9 for Montezuma. So the Panthers have got to stop these quick little plays and in a hurry so that your defense can do this. They've just kind of got to get back to football. Now, Montezuma with trips on the left side. Panthers haven't really moved a lot of people over there. Oh, that was intercepted. And kind of a great play. They tried to screen. They saw it coming. It comes in on the blitz. Hands up. He saw it all day long. You surely watched film on that. And if Eric Adams wakes up in the middle of the night, like Coach Stone used to in 34 power, Eric Adams going to say, oh, man, I want that one back. He was right there. Great play by the senior. Third and 1 now for Montezuma. We talk about critical plays all game long. Another one for Montezuma. They're going to go under center here. So you got to wonder if it's quarterback sneak. Last time we saw that, they just powered right through. They do give us fullback time. Just a lot of room here for the fullback before Trent Connors. I know Eric Adams able to bring him down. The fullback not only gets one, but then he gets about 10 more. Getting just over the 30-yard line. Tough for the Beacon defense. They've got to start to get on here. Jake Nicholson checking out here from defensive linemen. They brought in Brody Long again. And now three seniors on the line. They've got Jarrethon. They've moved Trenton Conger into to nose guard. And then they've got Brody Long at the other defensive tackle. So they're bringing in some veterans. Of course, Jaden's a senior as well. They move four men down, go up the middle. Oh, great shot by Brody Long coming across and reading the draw play, just a simple fullback dive. Same thing they just got about 10 yards on. Like you said, if an A bro don't fix it this time, the Panthers breaking it. So Panthers, they get about three. They get a good spot there for the Braves. Second and seven, ball, and it appears to be the 35, 36-yard line. So they're still, they're kind of getting close to scoring position. Time not really a factor, only the third quarter.
No.
It's still up 7-2, 3 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Under shotgun for Montezuma, we haven't seen it very that long count. Looks like it might be delay of game on the Braves again. Or it might be a jump. They're pointing in there. It is a false start. It did take a while, though. You're right. I thought close to maybe getting the penalty there. But they did jump. That's going to kind of get the Panther fans kind of hopefully in this game. A lot of them stoic over there. There's a lot to be concerned about because we're down here about the 32-yard line for the Braves. Braves come out, no huddle. They've got three receivers. Last time they came out in this formation, they tried to screen. Eric Adam knocked it down. Petey Club coming out to help there now. He split out. They go to pass. They go right this time away from it. Great play. Oh, interception. Tipped out by Eric Adam. Intercepted by Cole Ricker, who's already got three on the year. Gets his fourth. Cole has taken one back before. But great heads-up play. Tipped up by Eric Adam. Gets a glove on it. And then intercepted by Cole Ricker. That's going to bring up the Panther offense again. And let's see if they can hang on to it. Because when they've got the ball in their hands, they've moved the chains. I mean, they've been moving the football very effectively. So let's hope by bringing Colby out to the side, getting him a little breather, he can hang on to it because Colby is doing a fantastic job leading this team. And let's hope that they can keep things moving here. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland bounces outside. Not much there. Drug down about the line of scrimmage, maybe back one. So it brings up about second and 10 for the Panthers.
Going back to that interception there, quarterback Dylan Wilhelm just forced that into...
You know, a lot of pressure again. Great coverage by the Panthers. You can tell that they've seen some film. We saw them adjust well twice now. You know, credit, it's been tough for them to run up the middle against the Panthers. So, you know, they've had to go to some stuff here. Chase Copeland up the left side, gets about three, good hard running, runs into a couple blockers. Collinsworth and Eric Adam leading the play there, kind of got slowed down. Good running, but only about two, so that's going to bring up third and about nine for the Panthers.
I feel like I'm going to see Copeland's name a lot of times next week.
You know, you probably will. I hope so. You know, Southeast Warren, as you mentioned earlier, kind of struggling this year to put together a lot of stuff on offense. And their defense, I think, allowed some points. They did against Montezuma. Copeland with the ball. This time gets some running. And he's going away. He's not going away. No yellow on the floor. On the field. He's going. And he's got it. That speed of Chase Copeland. He got past the first tackle and just took it to the house.
He just ran the yard run. He saw the opening man. He's gone.
You know, like I said, I can't take credit for the vision. I wish I could. But the young man, he's just had that vision, Zach. He can see it, but then behind that vision, he's a state qualifier in track. He's one of the fastest guys in the team. And this young man just explodes as a sophomore. And he's just mentioned about saying his name. Finally, the Panthers break a big one, taking it all the way to the house.
You know what? With Pekin's defense, that's maybe all they need tonight.
You know, and we'll see a lot of game left to go. Still less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Whole fourth quarters, I told you they're a third quarter team. They've shown it so far. Brains kick appears to be good. It is. That's going to make it 14-2, Pekin leading this game on Montezuma's home field. So, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's the first big play by either team, really. I mean, these defense is phenomenal. And bending but not breaking, we finally see a chink in the armor here.
To quote Ecoman, that escalated quickly.
That did actually escalate. Yeah, stay classy, Beacon. Stay classy. There you go. So, yes, the quote Ecoman, that did escalate quite quickly. Wow. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Panthers, you said they were explosive. we just quite hadn't seen it yet. We saw some good running, but that one was the kind of play that does change an entire ballgame. You know, you're up 7-2, but now 14-2, that says a little something.
That should say a little something.
Especially when you're taking the ball away that way. So the Panthers can hang on to the football. You know, and it would be interesting to replay this game and see, you know, you take away both teams' turnovers, what does it look like? Because it's really been a storyline of the game.
Both the Pekin Metchants have come off a turnover.
Right, and they've been able to capitalize. And we're talking about, you know,
they could still be scoreless without...
Right, and then you've got the staff. That's kind of a turnover in itself because they had to kick back off and give it a 6 points. So, really, it's a mental game, and it's coming down to which team can get focused enough to put it back in the end zone again and prevent the other team from doing so. So, wow, what a touchdown. Electrifying. You know, the Panther crowd on their feet for really the first time in this kind of second half. And you're right, it is a momentum changer. Notice how all the Pekin players are just bunched together here, you know, showing a lot of unity and getting into this. A lot of hanging heads over here on this Montezuma side. Oh, great tackle on the kickoff. Oh, that was Tanner Adam. Remember I told you he comes in low? That's what I was talking about. Lowers the boom on the tackle. And, you know, a decent return, really, bringing it up to the 33-yard line. But on a play like that, Zach, it doesn't matter how far the ball goes when you get hit like that. Everybody's thinking, oh, my goodness, I saw his cleats where his helmet used to be.
Here comes the boom. My goodness.
Yeah, that was just, I told you, Tanner's just great. Just horizontal run to him, and it helps when you're a running back to get horizontal like that, but it really helps when you're a defensive player because you can make tackles like that just swing somebody up in the air.
Well, the thing about in college and NFL, like it's flagged.
Yeah, you know, you're right, but here that's just clean football. So, Montezuma responding well here. First and 10 from about the 33-yard line. They get about a 9-yard run on their first play after that touchdown, so the offense be able to rally here. And kind of get the ball moving again. So that brings up second one. We've seen this before, though, so it's not a guarantee for Montezuma, but great field position nonetheless, bringing it up to about the 43-yard line. Montezuma under center here. Like I said, they've been going under center here the second half, I think trying to get those power yards. Great read by the defense, not able to hang on. Brought down after the first down marker by Cole Rickert, being chased from behind by Jared Bond. That's going to bring up a first down for Montezuma. Good 5-yard run, so two plays to get a first down. The defense is going to have to start putting the bye steps back on. The celebration's going to be put on hold for a while here, Zach, because there's a lot of football left. Under 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Both teams are going to let it roll down into the fourth quarter. And this, my friend, will be what it all comes down to.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get any bigger than this.
The first fourth quarter for really both teams.
Right, you're right. You're exactly right.
Game with a backyard brawl with
Blake. Well, figuring it. Yep, figured it. Yep, you're on the right page. Yeah, you're right. You know, Pekin really got tested there. We knew Sigourney was a good team. That, for us, is kind of our big rivalry every year. You're right. Pekin has seen a fourth quarter like that. Has Montezuma seen a fourth quarter like that?
No.
So we'll see if Montezuma responds. So far, their offense seems to be moving. No mistakes yet, because Montezuma has had the same kind of mental mistakes as Pekin. So we'll see how they respond and see how the Braves come out here in this fourth quarter. Wind not a factor, even though it's blowing up, we're still coming straight across this field, which you told me was north-south, right?
Yes.
So I knew east-west was either, I guess, too literal, but kind of a southern wind, right? Something coming from behind their back. Not really a warm southern wind, but a nice night nonetheless. But coming across, so we can still see Montezuma pass. We've seen them do that, and... But yes, they've had three turnovers in the game, too.
You're going to pick the right week to skip that through. It's supposed to be like in the 40s.
If I'm going to be inside doing a wedding, I guess that's the week to do it. They'll treat you right in the Panther price box. Don't worry. They're friendly folk up there.
I'm not concerned.
Great toss out here by Montezuma. Gets a couple, not many, before being drugged down by Eric Adams, Jared Bond, and a whole host of Panthers there. He has to go inside. Bringing up about second and eight for the Braves. They're on about the 49-yard line, so they've kind of crossed over. Oh, no, not quite. They brought it back a little bit. They took forward progress kind of away there, just shy of the 50-yard line, right in the middle of the field. There's a big M for Montezuma out there with an arrow going through it. the Braves are literally right at the top of that M, snapping the ball. Panthers, three men down. There's a flag out right away, so it might be offsides on Montezuma. Great tackle by Keaton Wynn. Comes in, they get about eight though, but there is a flag. That flag came out very, very quickly, almost essentially before the snap. So I got to think it's going to be a false start or illegal formation on the Braves. We'll wait and see what the referees have to say. If it's not, it's going to be third and about two. No, they're still discussing here. No talking to the captain, so that means it's an automatic. It is a false start. That's going to march the Braves back, bringing up about second and 15, maybe second and 13 for the Braves. They now go back from the 50-yard line to about the 45. So second and 13 for the Braves. You know, a lot of game left here. Just started the fourth quarter. If you're just tuning in, Pekin is up 14-2. The only two they've given up on a safety, a snap, went over the head of the punter. You know, they had the ball. They made a stop. The goal line stand, he got backed up into the end zone, went over Petey's head. But other than that, defense has been perfect so far. Run off tackle, great stop here by the Panthers on second down, forcing third and about 10. Derek Adams in there on the stop. Eric has just really had a great game tonight because the senior stepped up and really made a tremendous play. He swatted one earlier. Swatted two earlier, he knocked one down as they tried to go for a screen, and then he knocked one up to force the Cole Rickard interception. Eric Adams checks out now. They brought in, I believe, an extra cornerback they have. Oh, number 26, Tyler Copeland comes in the game. We talked about Chase earlier, Zach. This is Chase's younger brother, just a freshman out there on outside linebacker. He's blitzing now, he's popped down, but still chasing. Great play as they force Jared Bond and Tyler both bringing pressure as they throw it out of bounds. There is a player down for Montezuma. Big old 55 down there. One of those big old giants down there. He's kind of lifting it up quick, but he comes. Oh, he's wincing in pain. So unfortunately, he's going to have to come out. You can tell a big guy like that, it takes a lot. Big pain tolerance. So he's going to have to check out.
Senior there, he's been on the varsity.
Yeah, he's a little frustrated too. It might be a cramp. I'll tell you, when you get frustrated like that, it's not usually a thing, it's a cramp. And trainers, I'm sure, will get that worked out for him. He'll be back, but he's walking fine, just wanted to stretch it out. But, you know, that's a conditioning thing, Zach. You know, once again, they haven't been in the fourth quarter, you know, and good snap here. Kind of hit the ground. The punter picks it. Whitrock. Oh, that was a ball. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. I was talking about Whitrock being explosive. I've been wanting to get one. He's trying to get one go his way. And it pounces off of his chest onto the ground. And Montezuma recovers. Oh, my goodness. The defense. Such a great stand. Playing perfect so far. Unfortunate for the junior, Christian Whitrock. I talked about how Eric Adam wanted one back. Christian Whitrock, no doubt, running that one back. I hope his grandma and grandpa in Tennessee took a break during that one. They tuned in, and he's got some aunts and uncles out in Virginia, too. They tuned in from all over the United States. I'm sorry, guys. I wanted him to catch it, too. But he'll be right back. He's on defense now. Knowing Christian Whitrock in that corner spot, he'll come up and make a big play. That's what he does. He'll get his head screwed on. There's no time to waste. They're down to about the 35. Now Montezuma puts the ball on the turf, and then he's brought down hard by Eric Adams. So I told you this game can swing just like that, Zach. We've seen time out of time, just back and forth, seesaw by both teams, just kind of, I hate to say mistake because it sounds so negative, but I don't know what else to say.
Miscue.
I like that. Yeah, miscue. The professional broadcaster comes through with miscue term. So miscues by both teams can make this swing in a hurry. Looks like Eric Adam having some helmet issues. They're going to take some time here. He's got to come out. Maybe some blood. Could be. You know, he's been playing hard. We've been calling his name a lot, too. He does come to the sidelines. They're going to get him treated, and that's going to bring out...
Helmet, you're right, it wasn't helmet.
It wasn't helmet. He just switched helmets with somebody. I hope he got his mouthpiece back. He's going to have to come out, though, I believe. They're going to make him come out. And that's going to bring in Tyler Copeland, the freshman who we talked about earlier. So Tyler getting a chance to check in and see what he can do. Young man that's working hard, too. So Eric Adam...
Always love seeing freshmen.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's exciting to see young guys. It's the future of your program. Great pass by Montezuma. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my goodness, great pass by Montezuma. They had him wrapped up before Rickard was there, and he just slipped through his grasp and made his way to the touchdown. Great second effort, and, you know, we talk about momentum changes, Zach. This is another one. Now it's 14-8, and with that 2 points, that might be critical, because if they score again, regardless of what happens here, and it looks like they're going to kick it, whether he makes or misses, doesn't matter now. It's a two-score game, or a one-score lead, really, for Montezuma. So, man,
And for Montezuma, you can kill a little bit here.
Right, yeah, you're right. That is true. First touchdown since 7 days for Montezuma. A rare occurrence from a team that just scored, what, 75 last week? Now they've only put up 9, but nonetheless, an important 9. 14-9, Montezuma. They're at their home field, which helps in a situation like this. Panther miscue, we talked about. Fumbled, you know, the punt. Set them up on the 30-yard line. Pass goes out. They have him wrapped up, and he just slips through the grass before Rickard, who had him solid and makes a great second effort getting into the end zone. So, the Montezuma, you know, credit these Braves. You know, you throw 3 interceptions. That kind of gets in your head a little bit. Wilhelm. Wilhelm, right?
Wilhelm, yep.
Yeah. I remember because I'm a history teacher, and there was a guy named Kaiser Wilhelm. Hopefully no relation, because he wasn't a good dude. But I don't think so. This looks like a good kid out there. You get in your head a little bit, but credit to Wilhelm. Throws 3 interceptions and then throws a touchdown pass. So, you know, great job getting his mind in the game and focused. Now let's see if the Panthers can get focused. And I'll tell you, we may look at an onside here.
I thought about that too in the back of my mind. I don't think Coach Kingsford will.
Panthers are prepared for it. I think they've moved some guys up. They've got kind of a hands team in anyway. They've got several guys up front who are solid, tough guys. But Petey Club up there is also kind of, you know, not normally probably a blocker, but he's in. I see Colton Lehman, who's a receiver. He's up front. Cole Rickard, who we saw earlier, had an interception. He's in. So a lot of guys up front, Matt Jones as well, great blocker, but probably a smart hand as well. They do squib it, it goes down, it's fielded cleanly by Copeland, shakes off a tackle, Copeland gets some yardage, moving up to the 36-yard line. So it looked like he got a ton, really not, you know, a blowout return, but the way he shook that tackle for a sophomore, it made it look exciting. So the Panthers get a little spark, which is going to help after giving up their first touchdown all game. So 9 minutes left to go, 14-9. Hopefully you're not just tuning in because you missed a lot. We can't recap, I don't think, Zach. But Zach James is here. He's helping me. He's a Montezuma guy, a broadcasting professional. He's going to be joining you next week when Pekin takes on Southeast Warren. But it's been an exciting one, to say the least. Awesome. Goes up under center, fakes the handoff, comes outside. He's getting chased by a lot of players. Fall face mask, I believe. Paul didn't call it, but man, I'll tell you, it looked like he got right in the helmet there. But a great play by the Hall to make some yardage. He was being chased by 3 Braves. Not fooled at all by that play. They stayed home. Gets us out 3. Bring up 2nd down and about 7. Ball now on the 39-yard line. If you start to hear my voice creep up, it's because there's a lot of tension in the room or in the field right now.
You said you didn't have a voice.
I don't, man. I pushed up on the ground. Oh, my goodness. The ball falls on the ground again, and Montezuma recovers. I don't have a voice, but, man, it's probably because I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. The defense has to come out again. Ball on the ground. A miscue, in the words of Zach James. By the Panthers, how many is that now?
The back. Montezuma has 4. I think we'll speak at 3rd.
This got to be more than 3, doesn't it? It feels like it's been more, maybe because I'm a Panther.
3 fumbles, also has some thrown an interception. The month part we can count.
Right, okay. Well, I don't want to count anymore. I don't want more, but if you're going to count them, yeah. So, all right, so Panthers, you know, takeaways still ahead in that, but a very critical possession change here as Montezuma comes down now, 1st and 10. On a pretty good field position, down to about the 37-yard line. So Deacon's got to strap it right back on. No rest for the weary as the defense comes right back out here and it has to hold strong. 14-9, 8 minutes left to go. Time, as we talked about, is not quite a factor yet, but time is winding down. So both teams, critical possession here for both teams, no matter which way it goes. But let's hope the Panthers stay strong. Yeah, quarterback, keeper up the middle, drug down by Jared Bond. Great read by Jared Bond. Cole Rickard helping out there as well. The junior, making a great play. Jared Bond has been in a lot on this game. He's come up big. He does. He comes up big often in situations like this. Forcing third and six. Ball out now about the 35-yard line. Montezuma's crowd getting back into it again. We talked about it before. It's a full house for them. They came to line up all the way around the fan on both sides for Montezuma. Good crowd for Pekin as well. Shotgun formation from Montezuma. Two receivers split right, one receiver split left. He exhausted it out. Simple toss. Great read, but going to get enough for the first down in this for the Montezuma first down. They had him force third and seven. They gave up a big, too simple toss play. It was not confusing at all, but the Panthers not able to break away. Jared Adam, who we talked about a lot, gets sucked over. Kind of great blocking there by the wide receiver. Gets pushed down, and Christian Whitrock gets out before he gets about 7 or 8.
I was just going to say, Whitrock was blocked very nicely there and just couldn't...
Yeah, couldn't get off as well. You're right. He did come off and forces him out, but not in time because it gives up a first down. That's going to be first and 10. Ball about on the 28-yard line. Pass. Oh, pass incomplete. Just missed the receiver. Had his hands on it. It went high, but he had his hands on it. Went right through him. Panthers not able to intercept it. It was a bullet of a pass, but, you know, I think kind of a breakdown in coverage there, Zach. If you would have caught that, you would have had a couple. I don't know if it would have quite gone to the end zone, but he did have some room there. So Panthers are going to have to tighten up that pass coverage. They've been good so far, but, you know, those interceptions have come from linebackers. Tanner Adam, a linebacker, Cole Rickard, a linebacker. So their corners and their safety are going to be asked to do a lot more here. Inside run, a little bit of success here. Get a couple yards on second down. Brings up third and about seven for the Braves. Another critical third down. Panthers, we talked about earlier how their third down percentage has not been strong, really, for the kind of defense they have. We just saw them give up a big third down. Let's hope the Panthers, who you can tell the defense getting a little tired here, really... sucking a lot of wind. They've been out on the field a lot. They've been doing great, but you can only go well so many times. Panthers need to hold strong here. Third and four, middle. Quarterback keeper, great read, but he tosses it out. He gets about enough for a first. It's going to be close. I think you're right. I'm hoping not. The chains aren't moving. It looks obvious to them. It is a first down. Very frustrating for the Panthers, who had him third and about six. They covered the quarterback well, but just as he's being hit by Eric Adam, he's able to toss it out. Then finally, Cade Milliken able to drag him down. Panther defense still out there, first and 10, ball on the 15. Montezuma gives inside. Good running by Montezuma to get down to about the 6. Boy, I'll tell you, the Panthers must be getting tired, Zach, because we have not seen them give up. We have not seen them give up that play yet. And I think the coaching staff on the offense is reading that, because this D-line has never allowed that kind of play before. They just don't. They don't give that kind of yardage. The main yardage is coming off of sweeps into the side. So Montezuma is starting to pick up now and be able to open up their playbook a little bit more. Let's see the defense get it back. They've been able to stand on the goal line before. They can do this. They're definitely in it. Another draw, this time sniffed out by the Panthers. Quite a few of them there. Great defensive stand on that one. That's going to bring up the third, and I believe the ball is going to be somewhere on the 7-yard line, Zach. So, remember, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Third down has been tough, though. I'm going to say that. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to jinx us. And I'm not a big believer in a jinx, but this is a big one again. Third and... No, I'm sorry. I thought it was a certain goal, a certain one. So Panthers need to stop here. Right up the middle, they get him down, but he might have had enough for a first down. Jared Bond comes in, but not before he gets probably a first. It is. So Panthers defense now really backed up here. They're not in trouble yet, but close. Ball is on the 3. It's first and goal on the 3-yard line. Panther defense has really got to tighten it here. They go right back to the straw play. Kid Paul's on the ground? No, it's not.
I was just hopeful. I know you were like, oh, man. I was hoping for a great stop here by the Panthers. Nonetheless, 31, Tanner Adam coming in there. Jared Bond, who we talked about, great stop there. Making second and three.
The Commanders were going to feed it to their fullback, Keith Orchard. They hit it off to him on that last play. I think they're going to hit it right back off the...
You know, I think we've seen more about three consecutive plays here for him. He's been a tough runner so far. He's a solid, big guy. I mean, he's really kind of their PD club, right? We've seen. They do. Now they give it to their back. They take it to the fullback. They give it to the tailback. It is a Montezuma touchdown. The Montezuma crowd here, complete insanity as Montezuma comes for the lead for the second time tonight. The only other lead they had was 2-0 for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been all peaking, and it looks like the Panthers could put it on cruise control, and now kind of fighting for life here, 15-14, and a lot of time left, 3:46. That's more than enough the time for a peeking offense, but they have to hang on to the football. No more miscues for the Panthers. You can't right now. If you turn it over now, it's too big of a... There's not enough time to recover that back. So, regardless, this kick really doesn't mean a lot, Zach. They're going to brush it up for two. They've got the teamwork. Maybe if you could get a field goal, but I don't know that with this win, I would try one.
Delay game?
It might be. It is, I believe, a delay of game. Okay, yeah. There's a lot of confusion over there.
Yep.
They keep putting up plays, and it looks like a baseball pitcher out there. The quarterback shook him off and said, no, give me another one.
Uh-oh.
That was really strange. I don't know that I would tell my coach that I wanted a different play, but he did. He looked over there and said, no, give me the fastball. I don't know. We'll see what they come up with. You're in kind of a different formation here. They've got a motion across. They don't give it to the motion. It's a pass. He thinks he can throw it here. Get to the corner, flank on the flag on the play, knocked down by Christian Whitrock. Great coverage here. I'm guessing it's going to be on Montezuma, which will be waved off, and it'll be a big kickoff here. It is. It is an ineligible receiver. They had another one before. So, decline. Miscue by Montezuma. But, like we said, didn't really mean much. Still 15-14, even if they've gotten it. Yeah, you're right, it's a field goal, but with a kind of crosswind, I don't know that you're going to want to put it. I mean, Ryan Brayton's been strong, but he hasn't kicked a field goal yet this year.
Really?
The only field goal I've seen has been from Pleasantville, and the only team we've seen so far
is successful. Was last week when I covered for Sports Spotlight, watching Southeast goalkeeper kick a 46-yard field goal.
Yeah, you know, and when you're a school like Southeast Polk, you can afford to get a guy who is a transfer student, who is a former soccer player, has been to 20 camps, and that's all he does for a living. But at our level, in Class A, he was a lineman. But at Class A, it's tough to find a field goal kicker. And Ryan Brain's been solid for us on extra points, but has not come out to field goal formation yet. So I've got to think this is going to come down to a score. This is, if you're listening at home, don't get up, honestly. And I know every probably announcer from the time of history has said that, but it's 3:46 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 15-14 kicking. I haven't even talked about sponsors tonight. Guys, I thank all of you for letting us be on the air, but it's been so tense so far. You know, I can't get to all of them, but I want to say thank you because, and all of you listening at home, thanks for tuning in. Because, guys, really, we knew this was going to be an important game. But it's really coming down to this kick and this possession for the Panthers. Huge. I'm bated breath, ready to see what the Panthers can do here. It is a good kick, fielded cleanly by Christian Whitrock. No doubt trying to get some redemption here. Flag comes out. It was a good return on the 36-yard line, but there is a flag. I'm guessing that's probably going to be on the Panthers, unfortunately, as they come out here. Brian Brain to my left, hoping for a face mask. Not Brian, sorry, Derek Brain to my left, hoping for a face mask. I don't know if he's going to get his wish because I think they're moving the ball back. here. I believe it is a hold on the return team. Yeah, it is. I was pushing with you, Derek. I was right there with you. It is a hold. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Not with the Panthers seated because you don't need to let Montezuma have anything else. But I'll tell you, the Panthers come out, Matt Jones jumping up and down, excited, ready to move the football. So let's hope that enthusiasm is contagious. And they do because they've been backed up now through the 13-yard line. So first and 10 on the 13. Panthers can get out of this situation. Not a problem, but they've got to be flawless with their execution here. So Montezuma defense well-rested. Panther offense hasn't been out a lot. Oh, great run by C.D. Claus coming across the right side. Hangs on the football, still going. First down and then some. Great 15-yard run by P.D. Clark. Get up to the 25-yard line. Going to move the chains. So P.D. just making it look easy as he runs across there. Great hole by the Panthers. Good solid football. First and 10, 25-yard line. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go. A lot of time here. You don't need to get worried, especially with our hurry-up. They don't huddle. So a lot of time. Juice for receivers. He's got Milliken to his left. Whitrock to his right. Also shotgun. Gives it down to Copeland. Copeland been running hard. He gets tripped up. He had a big hole. He kind of tripped there, but still falls forward. Gets about three. Going to bring up second and seven. Somewhere around the 27-yard line. Panthers so far moving the ball. Got to calm down here. Hang on to the football, guys. Not a lot of time here. That's not a factor. I think it's just moving the football and making it happen. Colby off the pump six, keeps it, goes on the left side, chase out, finally forced out, but he gets about four. Good hard running by Gossip. It wasn't there. Good coverage downfield. He was looking for Whitrock to his left, one of his favorite receivers. He was double covered. He pumps, gets, goes around, gets three or four. What do you want your second quarterback to do? It's going to be third and two for the Panthers. Ball now moved up about the 33-yard line. Ball's up under center. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland going right. Gets a hole. Not getting enough for two. Push back. But I think he got it. Right with forward progress. First down. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. So we're getting about into that 2 minute drill that you run. Like I said, hurry up offense. That quiets the crowd a little bit. That first down. They thought they had him stopped. Couple people sitting down now. I wouldn't, just only 30 seconds left to go, I wouldn't move a muscle, but this is exciting for the Panthers. Big game-setting drive here. Also pumping, running out, flushed out, almost taken down, stays on his feet. Great athletic play by Colby. Gets out of bounds and gets about six where, about nine where there was nothing. He had a guy biting at his ankles, stops the clock, which is a great play. He gets about nine, so great play by the athletic Colby also, and getting about second and one for the Panthers as they get now closer to that 50-yard line. They've come up to about the 44. I'll tell you, I don't know if my blood pressure can handle much more, Zach.
Drink a little bit more medical.
I know, yeah. I don't know if I need a Copeland coming around the outside. Great block by Copeland.
Great block by Cole Rickard. He comes out, kicks out the quarterback, opens up a hole. Copeland has two guys. He shakes them off. He makes a touchdown. What is that, Zach? 60 yards off to the touchdown. 56 from the stat guy. Nonetheless, 20-15 for the Panthers.
Oh, my goodness.
Timeout, Pekin, they got to be thinking about two here, right?
I mean, you've got to be.
I mean, that's going to force a 22. That's going to make it seven.
Yeah, man, can I drink it? Is that all right? Derek Brain offering you some water. I think he wants me to calm down because I'm almost knocking down here. Man, I'm sorry, Derek. I'm jacked up. Oh, my goodness. 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go. Peaking up 20-15. They're about to go for two. If they make it, it's going to be a seven-point game. This time, points do matter. Points do matter, Zach. This is a big one because that's going to force them to make their kick or go for two. That'll put Montezuma in a very difficult situation.
Absolutely.
And with a defense like this, who's now, for the first time all game, had time to rest,
right?
This is a big deal.
Absolutely. Now go through the scoreboard while you're catching up your breath here.
There we go. I just chugged it down. Thank you, Derek. I'll take another one.
We are leading CMB 14-6 in the third quarter. At Wimmo, Sully leading North Mahaska 29-6 in the third quarter. We're 20-15 here. North Polk leading 35-34-0 at halftime. Let's see, what else? PCM leading Clark at 40-0. Indianola hammering Council Bluffs St. Jeff. And Eddieville plays Brook Fremont leading against Sigourney in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Eddieville.
And this is fucking right. They take it to Austin. They take it, Austin fake it to Copeland. Everybody thought Copeland had the ball coming around the side. Dean Cover's just standing in the end zone, Zach. He just bolted through there. Nobody even saw him. Peaking 22-15. I think the referees are even looking at it going, what happened there? Because that was a great fake to Copeland who came around the outside. Everybody thought Copeland had it. They gave it inside the club, walked into the end zone. I mean, he ran hard, but I think you or I could have made that one happen. And I don't know if we're quite up to par with these two teams. I mean, these are some big boys out there.
Absolutely. That was just drawn up perfectly there.
Amazing call. Great play.
Time.
Great execution. Great time out. You're right, Coach Donovan and the coach beating Coach Sapp. Great decisive play there. I told you guys not to go anywhere. I told you not to do anything. Still don't move. But it's 22-15, peaking. Oh, my goodness, Zach. We knew this was a huge game. I feel like you brought up the Sigourney game earlier. This is what it was like for me at Sigourney. And if you thought I'm crazy now, imagine my wife works at Sigourney, Zach. So this is like, you know, I got to go home and talk about this, you know. And it comes down to, this is how this happened. It comes down to 4 seconds on the clock. They were going to go for a field goal, They must have snapped. They took it out to the inside. Time runs out. Broken play scored. And I got it. And I'm announcing. It's kind of a similar situation, so I hope this doesn't happen again. But I'm praying that it does. And like I said, I'm a minister too, so I'm praying that it doesn't. But I was announcing with the Sigourney announcer, and I thought he was going to get his face ripped off. Amos Greiner, great guy. But I tell you, he came unglued. He hadn't showed any emotion all day. He came unglued, but we're sitting in the Beacon press box. And I thought the fans looked up at me like it was my fault. I'm like, man, I'm the most speaking guy up here, you know. But anyway, kickoff as we were talking, they ran up to about the 40. Good field position, but under 2 minutes to go. I believe Montezuma has all three timeouts, speaking with two. Those timeouts are going to matter. It is going to get, well, we kept talking about how time didn't matter, but now under 2 minutes to go, 22-15 peaking. I know you talked about all those other scores, and you're doing your job, Zach. But as you were talking about it, I can't think of a more important game right now.
No,
maybe you can, but I can't think of anywhere in the state that I know of where two undefeated district teams are playing this close of a ball game. Now, there might be somewhere.
Grinnell Valor would be the first one off the top of my head.
Right.
You're right.
But you know what? You and I, we don't care about Grinnell Valor because it's Montezuma peaking tonight. Reverse Montezuma. They've got some room. It's looking promising for them to get some yardage. It looks like a lot. It doesn't end up like a lot, but I'll tell you, great blocking on that Montezuma side to push him in. The Panthers got sucked in. Montezuma, great blocking. They pick up about 8. A great job by Petey Cobb and Cole Rickard getting over and making the play. They do get out of bounds. They stop the clock. So you talked about good coaching, but Montezuma, don't take anything away from them. They're doing a great job, too. So peeking out, defense, 2nd-2 for Montezuma. Ball right at the 50-yard line. 2 receivers on each side. Wilhelm back to pass. I think I broke my microphone. But Taylor Allen with his 3rd interception tonight. The junior, you talked about wanting to call his name next week. I hope you do, because he's got his 3rd interception tonight and probably the most critical moment of the game all evening. I think if you put 20 or 30 years on me, that's where I have a stroke right there. I mean, oh my goodness, what a play by Tanner Adam. We talked about him all night, but what a big play for the junior. The future of Beacon football and these young guys, Chase Copeland, Tanner Adam, tons of them out there, Colton Lamon, Christian Whitrock. We talked J.D. Hollingsworth, Jones, Miller. I mean, there's scores of them. But these guys coming up big tonight in a big game. Awesome. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland finding some room now. Gets about 2 yards. So they've got to hang on to the football now, Zach. If you ever needed a football, now's the time. Montezuma burns one of their 3 timeouts. Minute 34. Still don't go anywhere, guys. I mean, this is, Deacon's going to be trying to move the football. They've got to get a 1st down. They can't kneel out here. There's not enough time. There's too many timeouts. But if they get one first down, that'll be a good spot to start to run the clock. Oh, my gosh. Woo.
Breath a little bit more now.
Yeah, you're right, man. I'm glad Derek offered me his water because, oh, man, I was getting nowhere. Woo. Between this, once again, thanks to KIC Radio for getting us on the air.
Yeah,
thanks for, to Joe Millage and the team, the Friday Night Flight team, for hooking me up with Zach. He's been amazing tonight. He's going to be getting your calls next week. Do tune in to Southeast Warren, because if you thought the Panthers were explosive tonight, they come off a victory like this, Zach. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get their heads through the classroom door. I mean, really.
I want to talk about it on my
show. And to be honest with you, they've been talking about this game for 2 weeks, and to be completely honest, they've kind of had a sense where they thought they may not come out with a W here. I hate to say that they were negative about it, but it wasn't like a thing like, you know, we're going to come in and just rock the house. You know, obviously they came to play tonight. Don't get me wrong, but they knew Montezuma was a tough team, and they've come in and matched that toughness and then brought it up a notch. So credit to this team. A great job. And you know what? They'll take this win because they've got to come up against BGM, and should we say no to that. They've got to bring this kind of momentum. So they'll take time to celebrate. Copeland comes up the middle, third down and about six. He gets about two. Time out Montezuma again. They've got one more, minute 28. Not a lot of time going off here. But the Panthers are going to keep trying to go up the middle. I mean, they do need a first down here. This is kind of a critical. We're not out of the woods yet. I mean, I know I want to celebrate probably more than anybody over on this side of the field. We're kind of a minority. There's a Chiefs jacket down here, I see, but I don't think they're going to be on my side. But, you know, really, honestly, a big third down here, we've talked about that all night, but they do need a first down because they do still have time out for Montezuma. Montezuma's offense, if they get the ball back, they're going to try and score. I mean, they're not going to stop passing. They can pass. They scored on the touchdown. They're not going to start running hard because they've scored on a run as well. So, you know, the Panthers need a player. They do come back from the timeout. Also, punter center. Keeps it. Takes the give. Quite enough. He is short. He's got about two to go here. Colby also have a great run. Slow to get up for the Montezuma defense, a couple guys. They may have a guy. Nope, he's not. They take their final timeout. And number 15 came up pretty slow, but probably just, you know, it's been a long game for him. Like you said, this is the first time Montezuma's had to play four tough quarters. The Panthers have been in this spot only one other time against Sigourney. They do have a young man checking in here, number 60, who hasn't been out.
He had to put on that jersey.
He did. They saw him switch jerseys. That means he's going to go in as a lineman because they've got number changes here. So they may be thinking they're going to get the ball back here. And why wouldn't you? You're going to be optimistic.
He's not going to go for it. They don't expect him to go for it.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to predict what's going to happen, but I'll tell you this. They may. I mean, if they get it here, the game is essentially done. I mean, so this is a big fourth down. They've only got to get two. So this is kind of an important one for the Panthers.
We've also alluded to the fact that
they're going to go. They are. I thought they would. Coach Donovan, he's got confidence in this offense. And I think with a guy like Petey
Clark
and a guy like Copeland, they're trying to scramble around. They thought they were just going to get to play offense here. I told you Pekin might go for it. The referee is helping the Panthers out here by not starting the game. I don't know what's going on here. The Panther coaches are all out on the field. Something's going on.
What's
going
to happen is I think they're going to try and decoy Monty's defense. Okay. Look on the play clock and that doesn't happen. I think Donovan's going to call a timeout.
Then you think he'll punt? You think he'll try and bring it down and then get a delay of game and punt? I don't know.
I don't know.
Coach Hodge is trying to get the crowd involved here. Long count by all, so maybe he's going to take his timeout now. Yep. They tried the long count, now timeout. They were trying to just draw him offside. Montezuma, very disciplined, not doing that. So now we'll see what does really happen.
Take a punt. See that timeout, you think you punt.
I don't know, Zach. You and I, you might be right. I don't know. I'm not sure. This is a tough, you know, I do see some personnel changes coming in here from the sidelines of Pekin. With your defense the way it is, they may. You're right. You've got a lot of confidence in the defense. But if they do get the first down, it's over. So I'm not even going to speculate. I'm just going to watch because, you know what?
Fair enough.
It's been that kind of game where every time I thought it was going to go one way, it went the other way. So maybe if I think just happy thoughts in general, things will kind of go off here. So Panthers are also back up under center here.
Yeah.
So I told you, man, I think they're going to try and get this, and I think they're going to get it. And they are. The safety's still back there. He's looking at the coach like, what's going on, man?
And then Jimmy hit the first down. I told you, he's still going. He's still going. Coughlin's still going. He gets not only the first down, but he gets about 10 or 12. And I tell you, I think that might be the nail in the coffin. I think that might be it. I told you, I thought they were going to go for it. I have this feeling that their offense, the backs have been running hard. They've been running downhill. You talked about it earlier. And they got it. And then some for the Panthers. Clock is now running. They just really got to hang on to the football here, and they've got the W. So, once again, I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, but Donovan will run exactly to the last possible second. Also, to look over to that side of the bench, and they will run. Coach Hutt's now getting a little excited. The offensive coordinator telling him, you do have to run a play here, guys. They are just going to kneel it. So, victory formation as they come out here. Oh, wow, one more play, and I think we can probably say this is over. They do probably have to run another one. There is 48 seconds.
One more.
Well, I'll tell you that first down, critical, great decision, and I'm not sure Montezuma in their timeout even talked about that being a possibility because they look completely caught off guard. Their return man looked over twice. You know, they got set up twice to go for it and really kind of fooled a little bit there. So, wow, story here. Deacon Panthers come out on top 22-15. Hats off to a tough Montezuma team.
Oh,
I mean, really, Zach, I mean, you've got a lot to be proud of with your alma mater.
Yep.
They came out here, they played hard. Tough loss for an undefeated team tonight. So these teams both with one loss. You know, with playoff potentials, they may cross bracket. They may see each other again.
That'd be interesting.
They may see each other again. And you know what? If they do, hey, you take away penalties, they shut the scoreboard off pretty quickly.
But they
stay up 22-15 for those of you listening at home, peeking on top. Tough game. But if they do come back and you take away turnovers from both teams, I'll tell you, it's Deacon Stevens, man. I tell you, this could go, as much as I love this Deacon team, I've got a lot of respect for this Montezuma team. It could definitely go their way if they played again because they started towards the end there. They were very difficult to stop, and their defense started to read a lot of what Deacon was doing. Deacon just very successful going back to the power play.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad kicked the cap off to Montezuma, played a very valiant game. Turnovers just cost them too heavily tonight. I think when they go back to the film, they will realize that they kind of caught the game, and now when I go down to talk to a couple of those guys, I'm sure that's what they'll say as well. But Deacon, you know, they're on a roll here. Something for next week, that'll be...
Yeah, it's a good one. The big story is still BGM, the guy on the hall. They're rolling, I'm sure, even though they're in hibernation this week, I'm sure they're putting up points. They're tuning up for Monster Duke Hunt and Linville Sully, right? They're playing Linville Sully. No, they're not playing Linville Sully tonight. They must have played them already. Because these guys have Linville Sully.
Yep.
Right, Montezuma has them. So
two remaining games to beat
okay.
Linville Sully.
All right, so two tough ones for this team. We'll see how Montezuma rebounds. That may, you know, kind of affect the playoffs as well. So I'll tell you, Linville Sully did give Deacon some fits early on. You said you were at that game.
Was at that game.
And, you know, they did give them some fits early on. The Panthers caught on quickly after the first half. Changed a lot of things, but tell you, Coach Donovan's return back to Montezuma, very successful effort.
Very happy one for him, and I'm sure when we'll talk during the locker room show tonight on 96.7, you can also hear it here on the app, that he's going to be one happy camper tonight.
So the Beacon Fight song has already been sung by the players. They all come out to meet their coaches. That halftime adjustment worked, but I'll tell you, it got a little scary for the Panthers. One thing we forget with a victory like this is that Deacon was down at one point.
Yeah.
Not only down, but they were down 15-14 to make it a score that they had to get. They did rally. Chase Copeland, the sophomore, he exploded. And I'll tell you, a difference maker in this game. He, Tanner Adam as well, PD Club, Jared Bond got in on some tackles, but those two young guys, Tanner Adam with three interceptions. If we've got a player of the game, I'm very tempted. So Chase ran well.
He ran for at least 160.
He got some yardage, and he got them important times. But I'll tell you, Tanner Adam, without those three turnovers and then those set up for scores, it's a different game. And Sanders, not only on those plays, but we did see him run a little bit. He does come out of the backfield.
Right.
And then we did see him on some other big stops. Remember that big kickoff? He had that tackle as well. So, you know, that was kind of a momentum deal. So, really, great playing by a lot of guys. You mentioned Montezuma spreading the ball around a lot. Pekin spreading the ball around a lot. You've got a lot to look forward to next week. I hope you're excited. And welcome to Pekin. Thanks for joining me tonight. Thanks for everybody listening. If you're still hanging on with us, we appreciate it. Tune in 7 o'clock. The Panthers take on Southeast Warren. What we can call him our very own now, Zach James, is going to be giving you the call, the play-by-play, and he's going to be sitting in the Panther booth. And I'm excited to have you. I appreciate you filling in. And thanks to KIC Radio and all of our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to give what I think has been one of the most exciting games I've seen in a long time. Last year, Pekin played Bimbo Silly, and they won by a last-second touchdown. That was a big one.
I heard about that game, too.
So, yeah, you're all over, man. Nothing gets by Zach James, that's remember. Right. Nothing gets by. He's been following this Pekin team. He knows that they're explosive. But this game, though, tonight, as far as what it means, I think
huge.
I don't think we.
You know, on the other side, from Hunter, you're not a heartbreaker because
it is.
EGM, that's going to be a tough
EGM game. EGM coming up, as I said, Linville Sully, I wouldn't overlook them.
No.
I wouldn't, because they've had some chance to rebuild, too. Remember, they're playing kind of that bottom half of the bracket. They've had some time to readjust some of those things that they lost against Pekin. They've had to face some tough opponents, but really, Montezuma will have to kind of ante up here to BGM next week.
Absolutely, and that's going to be my thing is to forget about this game right now.
Yep.
Because
as soon as it leaves the field, get it out of your head. And you know, and really, nothing to be ashamed of. You know,
no.
A good game, and if it would have went Montezuma's way, I would say that about Pekin. You know, even with the turnovers, I would never say that nobody played poorly or nobody didn't give their effort. So even with the ball going on the ground, those same guys that made those mistakes also made big plays on defense and offense. So those guys came right back into the game on both sides of the football and really just played their hearts out.
Any team coached by Joe Donovan is a good football team.
I would agree with you. We're happy to have him. It's a great gift from Montezuma by way of West Liberty as well. But hats off to this team. God bless. Thanks for tuning in. And catch Zach James as he gives you the play-by-play next week at Pekin as they take on Southeast Warren.
Good night, everybody.